front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
It's December 19th, 2018. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Owen Schroyer's coming up to co-host with me today as well. Let me just read to you some of the headlines that I'll be covering in the next segment. Top economist, if the Fed raises interest rates tomorrow, that's today, they should all be fired for economic malpractice because they're clearly trying to plunge the economy and working with foreign governments like the Chinese and the EU in a war against the United States and President Trump. This is such treason to the mainstream media and all of them on board to hurt the economy. It just shows you how much trouble this nation's in, that Trump isn't more popular. People should be carrying him on their shoulders. But instead, they blame him for problems that we've all allowed ourselves. The latest Facebook scandal, Netflix, Spotify could read private messages. Yandex was given IDs. I'm going to explain what's happening with this when we come back. I'm no fan of Facebook, but Soros started shorting it a year ago. He's trying to take it over. Google is light years worse than this. Apple is given the code keys to China 8 months ago. They're light years worse. But because Facebook allowed conservatives access, limited, about 10% of what the Democrats had access to, because of that, they've got to be taken over. They've got to be basically brought to their knees. It's amazing. And oh, all the details out there about how they were tracking what you were writing and what you were saying and creating an algorithm and selling the data. Oh, my goodness. That's how the modern internet works. That's what the rollout of the NSA technology into private systems like Google and Facebook is. It's how they got you to opt into surveillance state. It's like teaching adults that the sky is blue and that fish swim in the ocean. But, oh, Alex Jones, the conspiracy theorist, oh, he says all this, and then here it all is. It's been in all the tech journals from the beginning. I'm not the one that told you about this, but I'm the one that said it would be abused and be used for social control. So I had to be demonized because I was right. Well, that's just the second story. French generals, acting top generals, face disciplinary action after accusing Macron of treason for signing UN migration pact that totally opens their borders. They need to remove Macron. They need to have elections and elect those generals. Major victory for Yellow Vest as Belgian prime minister tells parliament he will resign for opening the borders. Meanwhile, Democrat reps, lawyers escort caravan migrants across the U.S. border in a photo op of women and children, only a tiny fraction of who's really there. Meanwhile, Democrat New York State Senator tells Twitter users kill herself. Twitter gives him a free pass. Tucker Carlson sounds the strong alarm and stand strong. We're not intimidated. We'll continue to tell the truth despite the attacks and the lies. And the big story when we come back. Shock. It's not shocking. I've been sending our reporters to these events. They have them in city streets. They have them in hotels. They have them at public schools. Shock. Infowars.com. Adon Salazar. 11-year-old performs in drag on stage at New York City Gay Club at night. Scantily clad. 10-year-old boy shaking his butt and scantily clad and getting money. But it gets even worse. There's a video he posted about how he's part of the LGBTQ. I predicted they'd officially start calling it the LGBTP, but they've added LGBTP queer. So they've added pedophile and queer to the end of it. And you've got these people at public events saying at city councils, we are coming to groom your children. Your children are ours. Give them to us. It's disgusting. You won't hand them over. And this young boy with his mother, we're going to play the video coming up, talks about snorting ketamine, which is a drug that people take to go into trance-like states where they have orgies. In fact, it's quite popular at places like Burning Man. People die doing it. Those are adults. This is a 10-year-old boy. By the way, he's famous. He's the one that they push all over the country. It's an example for your children. And we're going to show you the absolute Stockholm Syndrome, an incredible child abuse that all Democrats openly endorse and support. They support it. They attack me saying, I'm homophobic. I don't want to have NAMBLA have access to our children. It's all coming up on the other side.
Wage waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're broadcasting worldwide on this Wednesday, the 19th day of December 2018 transmission. Now, I've got so much international news, national news, world economic warfare news. The quickening is here. Owen Schroyer's coming in. I literally have Hillary Clinton's law firm here today deposing me. So I'm going to be off and on the show throughout the transmission today. It's definitely heating up around here. But I'll be on as well in the third hour with Owen Schroyer. So again, thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to hit a story here up front, though, that illustrates everything we've been talking about and illustrates that we all have a choice to make which side we're on. Because there's no doubt about the forces that we're facing. There's no doubt about their end game. There's no doubt about who they are, what their ideology is, they've told us. And the very same evil has reared its head in every culture, in every area of recorded civilization for over 6,000 years. We're going to be plunging into that here in just a moment. Headlines on Infowars.com. It links through to mainstream news praising it. Shock. 11-year-old performs in drag on stage at NYC Gay Club. Been performing since he was 10. He's 11. Adult patrons throw money at male child dressed like a slut. Now, wait till we get to the audio and the video in a moment, because the child, clearly under Stockholm syndrome, in my view, very abused, this poor boy, if this has been a girl in any topless bar, the parents would be arrested instantly. But because it's what we do to our little boys, we give them Ritalin, we give them all the vaccines, they're 8 times more likely to have autism. This is the new way we destroy our young men. He's on video with his reported mother on YouTube talking about LGBTQ. As I predicted, they would add a P to the end of LGBT. And they've done it. And they've added a Q. So it's on, and they're coming for your kids in the schools, and it's all part of a larger plan. That's coming up. Now, first off, let me just get this out in the open. InfoWars is not bragging. It's like being led up, you know, to a firing squad, but it had to be done. Is seen as the tip of the spear and as the cultural and spiritual dreadnought that the globalists fear. Because we have the globalist full number. We have them up one side and down the other. And they've tried to destroy us unlike anybody else. We're one of the only independent media outlets in the world that's multimedia. The only large pro-human operation. And of course, it's going to be popular regardless because there's a vacuum that has to be filled. Whatever happens to me, remember, what we cover on this transmission is the blueprint of truth and the blueprint of victory over evil. We have their number. We basically have the Death Star plans. And they just hope to God they can misbrand who we are and lie about us and get us destroyed as quickly as possible so that you don't realize that we have the weapon system, the truth, that can and will destroy the globalist and has already sent shockwaves across the world. Because when I say InfoWars has it, you are InfoWars. You are the brains, the eyes, the muscles, the bone, the guts, the sinew, the teeth, the will, the soul. And if they can destroy me, they think they can destroy you. Don't let them trick you. We are fabulously successful. We are under total attack, and it is a symbol of our victory against the enemy. This is what happens when you seismically shift worldviews, when you change history for the better. And I am extremely honored to be in this position. And I don't want to be any other place but with you and with this crew out there. And I mean that. So something I never do here in the first main segment is plug. I want to stay on this horse as long as I can. And this is an Alamo-esque type situation. And if we have more ammo, we can stay here for a long time. And hopefully people continue to move against the globalists worldwide. And we have such victories that the cavalry gets here. But we're seen as enemy number one after Trump be destroyed. So, again, if we're destroyed, which I hope doesn't happen, that's okay. We're doing a job. We had to be the first to hit the barbed wire in this modern wave. Others came before us and paid a lot more, like Larry McDonald and John Birch and so many others. So my job's easy at this point. But remember, you will continue to carry the ball regardless. But if you financially support us, it's literally like in a fire zone in Korea or Vietnam, planes flying over and dropping off ammunition and food. It's simple. You shop with us. You buy our products that are excellent. You give them to family. You use them. You tell folks about them. That funds our operation, and you get great products. This is the last day. They corrected me and said it's not by noon. It's by midnight to get guaranteed day before Christmas delivery in the United States. So we have all the sales are back. 50 to 75% off, store-wide free shipping, free t-shirt with every order, Brain Force Plus 55% off, Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula 6% off, the last run of Supermill Vitality. It's a bestseller. It's just too expensive and too hard to get, and it's too proprietary. Last run of Supermill Vitality, 55% off, Super Blue toothpaste, fluoride-free, little silver iodine, fortified, 60% off, Alpha Power, which is basically Supermill Vitality, but stronger, but not cold-pressed. It's a dried organic herb, and it's, in my case, I mean, it's much stronger, but it doesn't have the cold press, but it's least expensive, so that's why we transferred to that. Alpha Power, 60% off. And boy, is it strong. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And it's very, very simple. You go there, you get your toothpaste, you try some of the supplements and things. Almost everybody likes them, loves them. You get your air filtration, your water filtration, your non-GMO heirloom seeds, shortwave radios, optics, all sorts of survival gear, super high-quality storable food. Whatever the best products are out there, I go and we become a distributor. And in many cases, we become the biggest distributor because we will always work with the companies to even get around contracts they have. There was a big stink at my Patriot Supply. The management changed a few years ago because I got deals nobody else could get by private labeling. I mean, when I told you that we undercut the whole market, we did it. And I can't tell you the inside baseball, but they had national talk show hosts trying to get them to stop it. They had their, you know, all of it. I mean, I really was giving, and we are still giving you the price no one else can. Same thing for Alexa Pure Breeze, air filtration. I mean, leading competitors are $500. It's a great deal at $250. It's $126. So that's the type of stuff we do here. And we're committed to it. And I believe that if we sell stuff at super low prices, people are going to want it, and it's not like China. It's not like stuff that breaks when you get it out of the package. This is all the best supplements. Whatever the best-selling, highest-rated, already double-tested, cleanest thing is, I go out and I find out who's the highest rated in the country. Well, it's Dr. Group's vitamin B12. Well, we private label it from him, sell for the same price or $5 less. BuzzFeed does a thing going, well, Jones sells it, and it's pure B12, but the best in the country is this one. And it was Group's. They didn't even know I'd private labeled it. It was a big lab in California tested 100 B12s. The company's owned by Mark Cuban. Of course, he's involved coming after me now. And it's just the funniest thing is they said, okay, it's totally clean, but here's the best. By the way, we sell it. That was Mark Cuban's group. Of course, he sells supplements. And of course, isn't it hilarious that they were saying their best is what we were already private labeling and selling for less. So it's all there, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And the address is also on the site. I want to thank you all for your support. Literally, you are the InfoWar. All right. When we come back, I told you it's going to be officially LGBTP, and your children will be given to these people. And now they've openly announced it, and children are now going to be in strip clubs. In fact, they're already there. So this is it. Men throwing money at little boys, shaking their butts. Stay with us. The horrible video straight ahead.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
If you've ever studied basic archaeology, basic anthropology, you will notice that civilizations usually last about 200 to 300 years. And they'll rise out of agrarian systems, and they'll create a priest class, and a manufacturing class, and they usually either get conquered, absorbed, or suddenly temples are built, usually pyramids, and the priest class begins demanding to have sex with little boys and girls in public. It happens all over the world. It happened in ancient Europe. It happened in ancient Latin America, which was Mesoamerica. It happened in ancient China. That's why China funds movements and systems in America for the sexualization of children and things like that. They outlaw it in China. They kill you if you do it. And so the religion of the left in this country and the people that have taken over the Vatican and all of it is pedophilia. And it is the energetic vampirism of children. Little balls of energy sucking energy out of them. It's a fact. They'll tell you that's what they're doing. Now, there is a particular, he's been doing it since he was 9 and been performing since 10, but he's 11. And he's a poster child in public schools. I see him in the news all the time. For how your child should want to engage in these activities. We videotaped this at public events in Austin, where it shows obese men shaking their butts in the faces of small children. And then the children come over and give money to the obese men in purple wigs. And so the more obscene, the more gross, the better, because it's meant to basically condition you to accept it. And we have TV stations that pick the show up that complain when we show you all the footage. We're showing you the redacted stuff. Understand, children as young as 2 are being shown this in public schools in many cases, and I cannot on broadcast television show you. Okay, now you understand. Now, what you're about to see me cover is, I looked up New York law, is a crime. Taking a minor to a bar where there is adult entertainment that takes place is strictly forbidden and zoned in New York as illegal. How many of you going to pick up food when you were a kid for your parents? If you were like 10 or 11, they go, hey, run in and get the food. And the place has a bar. And they go, sorry, you pick up food at the bar. You got to send your parents in. You can't approach the bar. But as long as you're LGBTP, you can. So the article's being defended in New York, by the way. We have links to it. Shock. 11-year-old performs in drag on stage at NYC gay club. Adult patrons throw money at male child dressed like a slut. And it goes on to say they advertised it, sold it for $15, that the 11-year-old drag kid, Desmond Knapols, a.k.a. Desmond is amazing. Just type that name in. It's all over the news. Good morning, America. How awesome it is. It's an emaciated child. Looks completely whacked out of their brain. Looks like a crackhead. We're going to play some of the video. Viewers will see this in a moment. And is talking about how he takes ketamine, which is a drug that people take generally, without getting into too much details. I looked it up, and I've heard about it. When you get trained, when up to 100 people have sex with you. And that's something that particularly in the hedonistic, quote, gay community goes on. So you take the ketamine and black out, and you are off to the races. This child looks like a concentration camp victim, clearly under serious Stockholm syndrome, been being dressed up since he was a baby as a girl by his mother. Now, again, if you're a radio listener, you're being spared hell on earth. Again, Good Morning America, every show, worshiping how amazing this child is, whose job at 11 is being exploited. Taken places, and how he's just taking the world by storm. And of course, they're announcing in these videos that it's his mother. But then you see in the TV pieces, looks like his mother is another person. So again, we're not really sure here. We just know this child is a vehicle of sexualizing children and throwing it in everyone's face. And oh, isn't it amazing? This is beyond creepy, like the kids that, you know, that get dressed up like adults, like the JonBenet Ramsey. I mean, for me, that whole thing is very pedophilic, obviously. And the men that come to watch it, it's very, 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 very sick. But now it's little boys dressed like girls, We're going to play some of this video here for you. And again, I could spend hours on this. You have to go to Infowars.com and send this to everyone you know. Because this is a child in a gay strip club. Gay club. Doing this in front of people with men throwing money. Imagine if you went to a strip club. I don't go to strip clubs. I've been in them in college and stuff. And you saw a 10-year-old girl with people throwing money at them. Even if the 10-year-old girl had clothes on, you would call the police. But you see, there's this whole mafia that'll get in your face if you don't let them do this. Well, you know what? People are going to balk at this. Now, here is this individual with some woman. And in some videos, they say it's his mother, but then you can't tell. Talking about LGBTQ. So they've added the P and the Q. You know, the Q means queer, and reportedly the P means pedophile. And then they act like they don't know what that means, but they're kind of throwing it out there that everybody can do this. And then there's all these other videos I've got. It just goes on and on. And later in the broadcast, we'll get into more of them. But here is this poor, in my view, abused boy talking about ketamine, or the woman's talking about ketamine. Not sure if it's the mother or not. Here it is.
Anyone can do drag. Everyone can do drag. Your mom can do drag. 1-4-8-8. Oh, sorry. It was just an off track, okay?
1-4-8-8.
It was only $400 off.
There's no genders. You can be male, female, any, or none.
Only U.S. people can have a bunch of made-up genders.
That's not true at all.
No. Oh, my God. Hitler was right.
What? See,
Bella Noche, right. Putting the P in LGBT P plus. You should eat some food, little nibba.
But I'm getting hate comments. Does this mean I'm famous now?
Is this what he wants? Lots of respect for you guys. Thank you. Press G to gas. G, 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 G. 1, 2, 3, 4, G. What has this world come to? It's come to a world where drag kids actually exist.
And people do ketamine on a couch.
How old is your BF? Hello? Yeah. Hitler was right. Helicopter rides. Yay!
So the woman, and in some of the live streams, they said it was the mom, but then on TV, it looks like the mom looks different, so it may not be the mom. We don't even know. It's just this child is thrown into this poor little dear child, and it's all in your face, and it's so insane, and it's so abusive. This is the mom here. So we just can't tell. There's so much makeup on the other woman. And the mother's so proud of how great this is and how the child just came up with this. But that's not what's happening. This is all being indoctrinated in the schools. And the question is, how much more of this as a society and a culture? Because this recruiting and indoctrination is all going on in the schools. And then talking about ketamine, and the child hears about it. Ketamine, you generally snort. And the child then is involved in drug culture signaling about a horrible drug involved in group sex. And talking about LGBTPQ only in fallen America and the West, ladies and gentlemen. So much more coming up with Owen Schroyer, that I'll be back in studio with huge breaking news. But whatever you do, listening to local radio stations or watching on TV, call them and thank them and spread the word about those local stations today more than ever, and send out the live links at Infowars.com/show. Only you can carry the ball forward.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Alex Jones has stepped away from the captain's chair, but he will be back with us in under an hour. He had to step out to take care of some official behind-the-scenes business, but he will be back with us before the end of the hour. We're also going to be joined by Leo Zagami to talk about some of the latest coming out of the Vatican with the sex abuse scandals going on right now. And the Pope and Mike Adams from naturalnews.com, who hosts Counterthink at infowars.com/show, will be taking over for the fourth hour. Now, Alex has covered, obviously, a shocking story. I think many of us wonder if that is truly child abuse. Many of us probably already would say, yes, of course it is. But the fact that that is allowed to happen and it's celebrated, again, in any other situation, if you had an 11-year-old dancing for dollars at any type of club, it would be considered at the least inappropriate, at the most child abuse. But if it's surrounding the topic or the art, they say, of drag culture or transsexualism, then it's okay. You're not allowed to talk about it. Shocking. In fact, you know what? Can you just pull that? Because I gotta, I mean, so, but here's the deal. If you don't like to, you know, abuse your kids psychologically and you like to take care of your kids' health, we've got great, great supplements right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Man, how do you try to segue it from that? That's how you do it right there, I suppose. But getting serious, this is the last day to order from InfoWarsStore.com and get your order before Christmas. So if you order before midnight tonight, you can get your delivery by Christmas. And it's the last day for that. And it's the last day for all of these incredible specials we have going on right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Just check it out for yourself. Top-rated supplements like Bodies is 60% off, Brain Force 55% off. The final run of Super Male and Super Female Vitality is 55% off. Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste and Mouthwash is 60% off. Alpha Power, 60% off. The list goes on and on. Survival Shield X3, 50% off. I mean, go to InfoWarsStore.com and check it out for yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Huge specials, all kinds of discounts. But again, if you want to get your Christmas gift for Christmas, tonight is the last night. If you order before midnight at InfoWarsStore.com, you can still get your delivery, your package for Christmas. And I'm telling you, folks out there, you know, that are wondering, what is Santa going to get for the house this year? Santa likes to get a gift for the family. That's Santa's style, a gift for the house. So some people are wondering, what is Santa going to bring for the family this year? Well, how about the gift of clean air and clean water? From InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter is on sale, 50% off right now. The Alexa Pure water filters have discounted prices as well. So how about the gift of clean air and clean water for your household and your family this Christmas? And again, if you order by midnight tonight, you can get your delivery for Christmas. Free shipping store-wide as well. So those big ticket items like an air filter and a water filter, free shipping, you're saving a lot of money. So check it out. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Last night to order and get your delivery by Christmas. Okay. Now, I've got a lot of political news I want to get into here. And I'm really not sure where to begin. Because you have Flynn, the Flynn case going on right now, where this is one of the most bizarre things. There's so many different angles to just all the intrigue in D.C. right now, that there's so much that goes unsaid and uncovered. For example, this judge in the Flynn case, Sullivan, I believe is the name, is behaving very strangely. In one aspect, it sounds like the judge has Flynn's back and is saying, are you sure you want to take this deal? This deal is not good. They're saying that you didn't lie to them. Why are you pleading guilty to something that you're not even saying you did? And of course, the answer is Flynn is done dealing with the legal disputes. Flynn's just put it all on the table. He's betting on America. He's betting on President Trump. And so he says, okay, fine, I lied to the FBI. You know, throw the book at me, whatever, even though he didn't do it and the FBI says he didn't do it. So the judge is like, well, why are you, you know, saying you're guilty here? Are you sure you want to take that deal? And Flynn says, no, I've already made up my mind. That's the deal I'm taking. But then out of the other side of the judge's mouth, he says that he's disgusted with Flynn's behavior and that he sold the country out. What is he talking about? What behavior? What did Flynn do? There is nothing. They have him for lying to the FBI. The judge says it's not true. And then the judge says, I'm disgusted that you sold your country out. What? Makes no sense. But that's what's going on. So that case now has a continuation. Now today, and this went almost totally uncovered, it wasn't on Drudge, and I'm not hearing many people talk about it. They mentioned it on Fox News, but this morning I didn't hear anybody talking about this. Former Attorney General Loretta Lynch has a closed-door meeting with the House Judiciary Committee. Did you know that Loretta Lynch was subpoenaed by the Justice Department and the FBI? Did you know that Loretta Lynch received a subpoena from the Justice Department and the FBI? Funny how nobody talks about that. You know, Donald Trump's a mouse, a rat in the White House could get subpoenaed by the FBI, and it would be Trump's rat subpoenaed. Donald Trump's White House pet rat subpoenaed, clearly guilty. But when Loretta Lynch gets subpoenaed, it just goes uncovered. It's like it never even happened. Loretta Lynch goes and has a closed door meeting about what? The Hillary Clinton email investigation and her role in covering up the crimes and letting Hillary Clinton get off scot-free. And this is all going on. She got subpoenaed for it, and nobody even said boo. And Obama says there's no scandals in my department. If it was anyone in Trump's administration that got subpoenaed, it'd be national news 24/7, subpoena equals guilt. But when it's Loretta Lynch, nobody talks about it. It's not happening. It doesn't mean anything. So that's what you get there. And then in just one of the most egregious cases of double standards that you're ever going to see, the Trump Foundation is being shut down right now by the Attorney General of New York, Barbara Underwood, right out of House of Cards, shutting down the Trump Foundation charity for illegal behavior, they're saying. The Trump Foundation is actually one of the most charitable, and when it comes to the numbers and the percentages that go to charity, it's actually one of the best. But that gets shut down, and the Clinton Foundation, which is headquartered in New York, nothing. By the way, there's different numbers out there, but it's not even doubted. The Clinton Foundation has been, since Hillary lost the election, more than 50% down in donations. Now, why do you think that is? If Clinton is doing all this charitable work, all this great charity, all these great charitable acts, why would people stop donating when she didn't win? It was a giant pay-for-play program. It was totally illegal from the get-go. Multiple whistleblowers from the Clinton Foundation testified to that. But what does the New York Attorney General do? Shuts down the Trump Foundation that actually does charitable work and allows the Clinton Foundation, an illegal slush fund for the Clintons, to totally exist. This is why people in America are frustrated, ladies and gentlemen. We're sick of the corruption and the double standards. Final day to order from InfoWarsStore.com and get your delivery by Christmas. Huge specials at InfoWarsStore.com. Well, yesterday we took a major L when it comes to not just getting a wall, but funding economic development in Central America, $5 billion to Mexico as part of that funding package. Really makes you sick to your stomach. But There's an interesting debate to be had about this wall that nobody's having right now that I'm going to bring up in a second. But first, here's Stephen Miller talking about how the Trump administration or what the Trump administration is thinking when it comes to the border wall.
We are about 5 days from potential government shutdown, and Republican leadership says there's no plan. What is the president's plan, and will he shut it down to get this $5 billion in border wall funding?
We're going to do whatever is necessary to build the border wall to stop this ongoing crisis of illegal immigration.
And that means
this is a very, if it comes to it, Absolutely. This is a very fundamental issue. At stake is the question of whether or not the United States remains a sovereign country, whether or not we can establish and enforce rules for entrance into our country. The Democrat Party is a simple choice. They can either choose to fight for America's working class or to promote illegal immigration. You can't do both.
So, I don't buy it. Now, I'm not calling Stephen Miller a liar, but this whole whatever is necessary for a wall, I'm not buying anymore. But, you know, I've kind of, I won't say flip-flopped on the wall issue. You could perhaps say that because I was actually didn't want a wall. Then I kind of did want a wall. Then I was kind of, well, you don't need a wall. And then I saw the migrant caravan. I'm like, okay, you definitely need a wall. But at one point, and I may still, I don't know. I've always kind of felt like President Trump was just using the wall as a bargaining chip. Or as, you know, an ace, basically, to play whenever he has these things. And the Democrats freak out about some wall, and then he can get something else done. I don't know about all that, but the whole whatever is necessary thing. Look, when you give $10 billion to fund economic development in Central America, but you don't build a wall, you're not doing whatever is necessary. That bill should have never been passed, ever. Because you're not going to get any new economic development out of Central America from this bill. Just probably more looting and robbing by these countries. But beside that, Let's actually think about something logically for a second. And then it's almost impossible to actually apply this logic to the wall debate, because for the Democrats, this whole thing is just political, and sometimes they want a wall, sometimes they don't want a wall. These people are just total frauds. But let's actually pretend that the Democrats are not frauds, and let's just go, maybe pretend maybe this is a real situation. Who really knows with these people? But let's say that the Democrats really just don't want the wall. They never want the wall. And the wall is racist or what have you. So they will not have a wall. They can't have the wall. And the wall is the worst thing ever. And you're Trump and you really want a wall, and you're going to do the wall, and you're going to take whatever necessary steps you have to get the wall. So let's imagine a situation, because I have not heard anyone talk about this yet. And I was having a conversation on Infocoms earlier today, infocoms.org. This is where you can go to communicate with other info warriors out there, infocoms.org. And someone put a thought in my head that was, I thought, so right on, I couldn't believe nobody thought about it before. Now, let me just kind of paint something first before we bring this up. The Democrats have gone full bore when it comes to election theft. So, let's assume the Democrats go full bore with their election theft for 2020. And Trump will win a re-election if it's a fair election. I mean, he's by far the most popular. It won't even be close. Incumbents for president have, I think, 80-something percent chance, 80% success rate, whatever. The point is, he'll be re-elected in a fair election. But the Democrats are going full bore to try to steal the election. We've seen this. They stole about 16 House seats and 2 Senate seats. So let's just say Trump is unpopular, or nobody wants to vote for him now because of this spending bill or something. Whatever. Let's just look at a hypothetical situation, though. Trump builds a wall. We get the wall. And then in 2020, someone else gets in office, say a Democrat, and they tear the wall down. Now, think about that. Imagine spending all that money on a wall only to have the Democrats turn around and destroy it just out of sheer spite or some sort of political optics that they want to have. Now, to me, that is a real situation that I guarantee you Donald J. Trump, the president of the United States, has thought about. So what do you do if you're President Trump? You're so pigeonholed right now. You get no respect, no support from the Republicans. The Democrats would chop your head off if they could do it legally. So what do? You promise the people border security. You promise the people the wall. You want to give them a wall. But you also realize the Democrats will turn around and tear the wall down as soon as you're out of office. Guaranteed. That is, of course, if you believe the Democrats are legitimate in their hatred for the wall, which, of course, they're not. It's all political. They're all frauds. But let's pretend they are real. And I think they would tear it down just for the optics, just to claim victory, just to say, see, we're not racist. We want open borders. So these are the little nuances that we just don't think about when it comes to trying to fulfill his promises for President Trump. I really believe the Democrats would tear down a wall the minute Trump was out of office. And you know what? It probably wouldn't even matter if it was a Republican as president. The Republicans, these people promised us we could get rid of Obamacare. They failed us every time. So I just thought that was an interesting thing to debate when it comes to the wall that I'm not really hearing anybody talk about. But it looks like the Trump administration is going to cave on the wall, at least for now. And because of that, the government will not be shut down. How about this? How about shut down the government anyway? I mean, it's not so bad to me. Now, this is good news. And it depends actually where you got your news from this morning, what they're saying. There were multiple stories in the AP, and they were on Drudge too, that are saying that the U.S. is actually going in more into Syria and that ISIS is taking Syria over and ISIS having major victory. President is saying the exact opposite. The administration is saying the exact opposite. And now the U.S. military is preparing for a full withdrawal of its forces from Syria. Well, I got to say this. I hope to God that's true. And I hope to God that that is just the beginning. And I hope President Trump is serious when he says, we defeated ISIS. That's all we wanted to do in Syria. We're done. And President Trump owes us a major victory right now because we lost when it comes to funding the wall and then just giving money to Central America. We lost because it looks like they're going to ban bump stocks. But I will honestly say, if we at least in the short term, not in the long term, but in the short term, if we remove all the, if we pull all of our troops out of Syria and start pulling all of our troops out of the Middle East, that is one of the greatest victories we can have under President Trump. It really is. And it's not necessarily something he ran on or promised, but it's time to bring the troops home. It's time to get out of the Middle East. It's time to quit nation building and nation destabilizing and funding and arming proxy wars. It's time to quit having U.S. servicemen and women die over there. It's time to end it. Russia has more interest in that region anyway. They can take care of it. So I hope that this is, I'm not going to hold my breath, but we'll see. I really hope that the United States pulls all of its forces out of Syria. And I hope also out of Afghanistan, as that last headline the crew pulled up is suggesting. Because, again, in the short term, this is to me, this is more important than funding a wall or stopping bump stocks from getting banned. Now, long term, you can have a different debate. But short term, I think it's time to get out of the Middle East. It's been a disaster. And by the way, I mean, you have to go tit for tat with this issue, folks. I mean, why do you think people in the Middle East hate America? Because to them, and they're taught, we're over there invading, destroying their way of life. And again, you can have that debate, but then why do you think people want to come into the West or go into Europe and blow themselves up to kill the infidels? I mean, this is a really deep-seated, like, long-term issue, but it's like pulling the United States out of the Middle East is one way to start world peace. I really believe that. Democrat receives a subpoena, does it make a sound? Does the media say boo? Well, no. We have the proof. Loretta Lynch subpoenaed to give a testimony behind closed doors to the House Judiciary Committee for her involvement in the Hillary Clinton email investigation. Nobody said anything. But if you're like a second cousin, twice removed, a gardener for that person, and they know Trump, well, then you get subpoenaed and it's national news and Trump is clearly guilty. But when you're Loretta Lynch, who worked directly for Obama, then nobody talks about it. But if you're the cousin of the neighbor of Trump's chef and you get subpoenaed, well, then clearly Trump is guilty of something. So Loretta Lynch meeting with the House Judiciary Committee today for her role in the Hillary Clinton email investigation. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just give you a little bit of a clue what's going on behind these closed door hearings. They're laying out all the dirt that they have on the Obama administration when it comes to the illegal spying. And yes, they're in there to talk about her role in the Clinton email investigation, but that's just kind of more of the invite to get her in there. They want to know what Obama knew and when he knew it when it came to the illegal spying. Now, again, using the Clinton email investigation as kind of the wedge to the door to get Lynch in there is also kind of a nice situation to have, because guess what? That was illegal too. They covered up the Hillary Clinton email investigation. So now you've got Lynch, who knows what type of illegal involvement she may have had with the Clinton email cover up with the private server and everything. Oh, and then, oh boy, that's not good, is it, Miss Lynch, what you did there? Well, we'd like to look the other way. If there was only something you could help us with. Like, what did Obama know and when did he know it when it came to the illegal spying on President Trump? And what do you think a rat like Loretta Lynch is going to do? I'm telling you, folks, there are people squealing like stuck piggies behind closed doors, guaranteed. And who knows what we'll ever learn? Who knows if anything will ever get done? But there are real people in Congress that actually want to know the truth. Jim Jordan, Matt Gaetz, Devin Nunes, Trey Gowdy used to be one of them. He gave up because nothing ever happened. So we'll see if that changes, but they're all connected. And when you look at the mistreatment of a Mike Flynn, and then you look at the unfair treatment that the Obama administration people get for their illicit activity, it is unbelievable. And then, I mean, all these Democrats have all of these ethics complaints. And it's just like, again, nobody talks about it. If a Democrat is subpoenaed, does anybody talk about it? Does the media talk about it? No. When all these Democrats have stacks of ethics violations on their desks, does anybody talk about it? No. Ethics group slams Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris for their Brett Kavanaugh fundraising. Yeah. These women are out here raising all this money, all this ruckus to try to destroy Brett Kavanaugh's life, not just keep him off the Supreme Court because of their power madness. They had to destroy his life too. And then where are these two clowns? Where are these two women when it comes out that the false accusations against Brett Kavanaugh were used for political purposes, admitted by the women that made them? Where are these two clowns? Well, they're nowhere to be found, and the media won't report on them. But don't worry, we will. We know about the ethics violations by Kamala Harris. We know about the ethics violations by Elizabeth Warren. We know about the ethics violations by Maxine Waters. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Again, if Trump's toenail is sideways, he has to be removed. But all these Democrats doing anything they can for power, that's just fine.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
If you take life, do you know what you give? Odds are you won't lie.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Troyer filling in for Alex. He has had to step out of studio to handle some business behind the scenes. Hoping to be rejoined by Alex before the end of the broadcast. Leo Zagami is going to be joining me shortly to talk about the latest when it comes to the sex abuse going on at the Vatican and what the Pope knew. In the meantime, I've got all this news I want to get to. But folks, it is the last day slash night to order from InfoWarsStore.com and still get your delivery for Christmas. So if you're doing your InfoWars, if you're doing your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, which I hope you are, it's the last night to guarantee delivery before Christmas. And there are massive specials right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Top selling supplements like Bodies, 60% off, Super Male and Super Female Vitality, 55% off, Brain Force Plus, 55% off, Silver Bullet, 60% off. The list just goes on and on. Free shipping store-wide. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is half off. In fact, it's half off. All InfoWars Life supplements right now are half off. So if you have been on the fence about trying a certain supplement, now's the time to do it while they are 50% off. And you're going to love them, ladies and gentlemen. Just read the reviews for yourself. And, you know, Santa, it's crunch time for Santa right now. So if Santa is still curious what he's going to get the family for Christmas, what he's going to get the house for Christmas, how about the gift of clean air and clean water at InfoWarsStore.com with the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter and the Alexa Pure water filter. The air filter is on sale right now for 50% off. You cannot beat that deal. And with free shipping, when you have a big item like a water filter and an air filter, you save a bunch of money on free shipping, which is also going on right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So, Santa, if you're still looking for that gift for the family, how about the gift of clean air and clean water from InfoWarsStore.com with the air filters and water filters featured there? It's the massive Christmas sale, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yes, you get a free T-shirt with every order. There's so much that we're just giving away right now. There's so many great specials. I forget to even mention half of them, but free T-shirt with every order as well. So, again, last day slash night to order from InfoWarsStore.com and still get your delivery for Christmas. All right. Let me do a bit of a news blitz here. Now, this is from CNN, and I'm not telling you anything you don't know. You just have to show how unfair these people really are. Headline, how Kushner, Congress, and a Kardashian drove the criminal justice overhaul. Notice a name that's omitted from that headline. I can't think of it. What? I feel like there's something missing from that. There's a name or a person, I guess. Well, I'm sure CNN wouldn't be omitting somebody. Oh, that's right. President Donald Trump, who actually got it done, doesn't even get the credit in the headline. Even though, you know, Kardashian and all these people have been trying to push for criminal justice overhaul for years, and it was Trump that did it. Nope, CNN is not going to give him the credit he deserves. So that's just fake news, CNN. James Carville's warning to Democrats, impeachment could be just what Donald Trump needs to save his presidency. Well, in a certain aspect, I agree with Carville, but notice the total misnomer here. To save his presidency? Excuse me, what are you talking about? Save his presidency from what? Save his presidency from the deep state destroying it? Save his presidency from having the best economic growth than any other president? Save his presidency from having the lowest black unemployment rate, the lowest unemployment rate for women? Save his presidency from having the most women appointed to his administration? So what exactly are we saving his presidency from? Saving his presidency from a higher approval rating than Obama's? Save his presidency from what? No, save his presidency from the deep state trying to destroy him. And that's not even what Carville is saying. That's the truth. If they impeach Trump, folks, there will be, I'd say probably 20 million people that would go to D.C. And it wouldn't even be like an organized protest or anything. People would just be so flippantly mad that they would just, it would just be like gravity to just go to D.C. And then Trump would become more popular than ever. Now, Carville understands that aspect of it, but he's still under the delusion that somehow Trump's presidency is failing. I guess if it comes to, you know, getting a wall, you know, I got this stack of social media censorship news, but You know, let's jump over here, because you've got the next leader of the Democrat, the Socialist Party, Communist Party, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who they're going to try to run for president illegally. But she's now complaining about fake news. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez bashes Politico article as birdcage lining. Well, we've been telling you Politico's birdcage lining since we read it. And so she's complaining about no sources, no comment on the record. Yeah. Ms. Cortez, can I get in a whiskey straight on the rocks? Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. Ms. Cortez, can I please get a martini? Excuse me. Ms. Cortez, I'm sorry about that. Let me just get a Bud Light. Sorry. Excuse me. Ms. Cortez, this has been going on for years. It happens to Donald Trump. Oh my gosh. What? You can't concentrate when you have those eyes beaming at you like that. Thank you. Actually, can you pull that up again? One more time? Yes, Ms. Cortez, can I get a Bud Light? Thank you. Shout out to Jameson too? Thank you. Okay, you'll get on that. All right. No, the point is that this happens all the time. It happens to Trump more than anyone. But she's like in this weird world where she thinks she's the only one victimized by fake news. Oh, yes. Martini, please. Thank you. But it doesn't stop there, because it's been rough on Ms. Cortez. And, I mean, you have to feel bad for her, because it's brutal being in Congress, even though she's not yet. And so she says she's going to have to take a few days off to take care of herself. Self-care, she says, self-care. And she's going to take you along with her on Instagram. Talk about self-care and why it's important. Self-care, she says. You know the irony of that? In a socialist hellhole like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wants to bring to America, there won't be any self-care. You got that, Jack? There won't be the opportunity for self-care. There won't be the resources. But, oh my gosh. There is hope for Cortez, in the sense that she's actually so innocent and so ignorant. I mean, when you really get down to it, at her foundation, she's really just innocent and ignorant. And she's just basically riding this power wave and doesn't even know what to do, which is all Bernie Sanders people behind her. Folks, she is a puppet of the Bernie Sanders people. 110%. It's all proven on record. They approached her and they gave her all of these websites and this entire political power block behind Sanders. He failed. They realize he's a white male, we can't use that. So they pivot everything Sanders, everything, his campaign, talking points, his funding, everything, all the websites they had built up for him to bring socialism to America, they pivoted all of it to Cortez, because she's a young female minority. And now they're just pulling the strings for Cortez. She thinks she's genuinely doing something to save America or save the world or stop racism or whatever. So ignorant and innocent, she doesn't know the difference. And then so awestruck by Bernie Sanders leading her along the way. But she's like slowly seeing the signs, like, hey, the news is fake. Hey, Congress isn't actually doing anything. Hey, these Democrats aren't actually doing anything. So there's this weird dynamic with Cortez, where she is kind of innocent and ignorant to everything, but she's so awestruck by the Bernie Sandernistas that she just goes along with everything they tell her to do.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Blasting off through space and time. Together, humans. Created by God. A universe with intelligent design. All for you to manifest your destiny. But you see, Satan tricks people's minds. And then, feeling empowered, people tell you that you have no destiny. That there is no God. You were not created. You're some anomaly that sprouted out of an amoeba in the ocean. Boy, you know what the amazing thing is? People actually believe it. And here we are thinking we're so advanced. We've got all this technology. And yet we're so stupid. We're so blind. We're so ignorant to our own divine existence. Oh, the ancients got it. You think there was a social justice warrior in history? Boy, yeah. The people that followed Pol Pot, maybe, in Cambodia. But what an honor it is to be on this journey together with you and filling in for Alex Jones here today. Again, I have to remind everybody, last day, final day to get your Christmas shopping done at InfoWarsStore.com and get your delivery by Christmas. Huge specials, free shipping store-wide, 50% off at least every InfoWars Life supplement. Some of them are 60% off and more. Free t-shirt with every order, folks. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, if you want to get your delivery by Christmas, you have to order by the end of tonight. And I want to thank you for your support at InfoWarsStore.com and for doing your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, guys, go ahead and pull up Infocoms.org. By the way, if you don't know about this yet, I launched a new, we'll call it social media chat forum for InfoWarriors, Infocoms.org. You go there, talk to other InfoWarriors, plan stuff in your local area, protest, what have you. And it's already happening right now at Infocoms. It's a place for InfoWarriors to go and communicate. But there's a thread in there, guys, where all the InfoWarriors are putting up all their InfoWars swag, showing us what they've done with their stickers, all the supplements they order, talking about the supplements. So it's also kind of like another place where you can go. I mean, we've got all the reviews at InfoWarsStore.com, but you can go to Infocoms.org and find the page. There's so much on there now. It's just unbelievable how this thing has grown. The crew can't even find it now, but there's a whole forum of people sharing their product experience and what they've done with their swag and when they wear it out and everything. So thanks for all your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And of course, Merry Christmas. Yes, there it is right there. The forum is post pics of your InfoWars store swag and supplements. And people go on there and talk about their favorite supplements and show, you know, what they've purchased, what they've done with the stickers we send them and everything. So thank you all so much for your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, last night to get your delivery for Christmas from InfoWarsStore.com. Okay. Let's just keep piling through news here. Leo Zagami is going to join me in 5 minutes in this next segment to talk about the latest when it comes to the sexual scandals, the sexual abuse scandals going on from the Vatican. How about this? Democrat state senator tells Twitter user to kill herself. New York State Senator Kevin Parker told a Twitter user to kill herself in a response to a tweet she sent. Huh. Now, did Twitter ban Senator Parker? No, Twitter did not. Twitter did not. And you have to wonder if this lady who was tweeting to Senator Parker about some weird stuff that she discovered. I won't even talk about it because it could be totally made up. But point is, he tells her to kill herself, and Twitter's just fine with that. Here's a weird one. This is like, look, Jack Dorsey's from St. Louis, and I'm a pretty loyal guy to St. Louis, so I try not to talk too much about Jack Dorsey, some undercover behind-the-scenes stuff, but this might give you a little bit of a window. Jack Dorsey cut off his beard and then sent the beard trimmings to Azealia Banks so that she could make a amulet to protect him from ISIS. Now, I want to just... okay. Jack Dorsey cut off his beard and sent the beard trimmings to Azalea Banks so that she could make an amulet of them to protect him from ISIS. What is that? Okay. All right. Oh, boy. Let's not stay on that too much longer. Facebook offered users privacy wall, then let tech giants around it. Let's just go on. Turning off Facebook location tracking doesn't stop it from tracking your location. So basically all the privacy concerns that you had about Facebook that they guarantee nothing to worry about here. We're not going to let big tech into your, you know, account. We're not going to track your location. It's fine. You just turn that access off. We got your back. Except, no, they don't. And they never did. And they never will. And so much so, this is actually a trend. Now, this is Cassie Hunt. You may know her. She's a host at MSNBC and a White House correspondent. And she just had a viral Facebook post how she's deleting her Facebook. Right there it is. Boop. So there is a huge viral Facebook post of Cassie Hunt, MSNBC host, White House correspondent, who's talking about she's deleting her Facebook post for a number of reasons. It's bad for your mental health. She thinks Facebook is corrupt. But I'm highlighting it because it's a leftist, because this is a trend that we're going to see here, and we predicted this. It starts with Alex Jones. It starts with InfoWars. It then starts with like-minded people who are just kind of right outside the cusp of InfoWars, and it goes to more conservatives, and it goes to Trump supporters, and then Christians, and then military, and then eventually it gets the left too. And so they're starting to realize this. But I'm not sure if it's going to be censorship that's the Achilles heel of social media, or if it's going to be the fact that it really is so unhealthy and really just pathetic. I'm not trying to be insulting, but it is pathetic. People that live their lives on social media just to get likes and clicks and everything. I mean, just think about what you look like when you're just staring at your phone screen all the time. Like, for example, I can't even believe this. I'm playing basketball at the gym the other night. There's some young guys up there. One person is smoking his Juul vape pen that's plugged into the wall. Some guy's literally sucking on a metal stick plugged into a wall in between basketball games. I'm like, what? But everybody goes and stares at their phone and is scrolling. And I'm like, man, it was not like that when I was in school. It was not like that when I was in college. Like, this is some crazy stuff, man. This stuff is addictive and it's unhealthy. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex today. Alex will be rejoining us once he finishes taking care of some behind-the-scenes business. I'm now joined by Leo Zagami, leozagami.com. He's got a lot of great books that you can find there, a lot of great stories, and he is, for me, the resident expert when it comes to all things Vatican. So he joins me today. And of course, Leo, you're well aware of the developments happening right now inside the Vatican when it comes to some of these sexual abuse scandals, which is really a multitude here. You've got the gay sexual abuse scandal. You've got the sexual abuse of children, which was like beyond ritualistic, and they're giving them jewelry to identify them and everything. And so this is finally starting to hit the Vatican, and there's been some shakeups going on right now. The Pope is being asked to put out a new accountability agenda. You've also got the Pope shaking up his Vatican communication team, which to me is a CYA operation. But he did celebrate his birthday at a Vatican pediatric clinic around a bunch of kids. So I'm sure that's perfectly good. But Leo, thanks for joining me today. What's going on right now at the Vatican? Is this Pope Francis safe right now?
Well, the latest scandal is actually hitting his own order, the Jesuits, in an unprecedented move. The provinces of Maryland and the Midwest released names of priests, around 89, I think, altogether. who have basically been involved with pedophilia since the 1950s, and most of them were never really condemned or persecuted in any way. So this direct involvement of the Jesuits, who are, as we know, very important for the Vatican, both in the intelligence gathering scenario and also in the educational institutes, because they are in charge of various university colleges and so on, like Georgetown, for example, that we know because they moved also in one way or another a lawsuit against InfoWars. So the fact that the Jesuits are now being indicated as also being involved in pedophilia, it's a big scandal for the Catholic Church. In the meantime, of course, we have Cardinal Pell, who on the 11th of December was condemned, but nothing, of course, was released officially by the media, because we have this silence ordered by the court, because we have then a court reprisal. We have another edit going on in March of next year. So we have basically a top secret situation where nobody really knows what's happening to Cardinal Pell. But in the meantime, on the 12th of December, the Vatican decided to basically let go of Cardinal Pell and other pedophiles who were involved in the C9, which is the top team of cardinals in the Vatican, that now is the C6. And Cardinal Pell was simply sent away by saying that he simply reached his old age. He's just a common man for them, who is going to have a nice, tranquil, old state pensioner kind of situation for them. The fact that Cardinal Pell, in reality, is still covering up for the abuse of hundreds of children is something that is shocking. But also there is a condemnation regarding directly Cardinal Pell. He was not only covering up. In 1996, apparently he himself was directly involved in a case of pedophilia. That's what really is even more shocking. So the Pope has let go of Cardinal Pell, so then he cannot be attacked anymore, if you know what I mean, Owen.
Well, and it seems like the pattern here is they either kind of get shuffled away and it's like, oh, thank you, great work, but you're not needed here anymore. You know, go live the rest of your life. Or they accept the resignation of these people. Oh, they're just resigning, nothing to see here. And then when it actually comes to a moment where like the rubber needs to meet the road on the Pope or the Vatican actually addressing all these sex scandals, what happens? And based on my opinion, you can address this or not, he rigs up his communication team so that they'll protect him. And then he has the top bishops that are going to meet with some of these sex abuse victims. So it's like, I mean, that to me is adding insult to injury here. It's like, not only are we going to make you like relive this situation by dealing with these people, we're also going to be totally just in control of the entire investigation to protect ourselves. I mean, it's really unbelievable the control that the Vatican is exhibiting here over this investigation and over this scandal.
Well, yesterday, in regards to what's happening in Pennsylvania, the situation is bound to spread in the rest of the U.S.
Which, again, so let's remind people, this is a case in Pennsylvania where a bunch of priests were essentially tagging children for abuse with necklaces that they would give them.
Well,
and that's just one aspect of it.
And there is 45 states that are now considering a criminal probe into the Catholic Church, aside from Pennsylvania. So this is something that is just the start. As the Pennsylvania Attorney General has said yesterday, this is just the start for this this whole thing for the Catholic Church, which will mean, of course, like we said many times before, the bankruptcy of the Catholic Church also as an institution, because once they will be forced to give money to their victims. And that's one of the reasons also why Cardinal Pell is quietly being put aside. So then they will not be able to really get any money, I think, in the end, these poor victims of Cardinal Pell in Australia and the many other victims of the other bishops, priests that were being covered up also by Cardinal Pell, because he's just, like the peak of something that, of course, is like an iceberg, and below it's much bigger. So
but you
in,
know
in
what?
The meantime,
You know what, though, Leo? Yeah. Actually, go ahead and finish that thought. In the meantime.
Yeah, well, in the meantime, the SNAP, which, as you know, is this group of victims of a pedophile abuse by the priest in the U.S., criticized the Jesuits for the latest scandal, and because they said that they have never done anything to actually help the investigations. And the same thing is also being said by the Attorney General in Pennsylvania. He said that every single step of our investigation, the Vatican was sabotaging us. So, I mean, this is really like the influence of something foreign, because we have to also understand that the Vatican is a state. And there is the influence of a foreign state into the U.S. affairs. Nowadays, everybody is scandalized about Russia's supposed to have some kind of infiltrating U.S. politics. Well, the Vatican has been at the core of it for a very long time.
Well, so that's where I want to go here in the short 70 seconds or so that we have here. Okay, so you know, all right, people can go look into the sexual scandals and the sexual abuse claims and the pedophilia and everything in the Catholic Church. Most people have heard of it. But Leo, let's just real quick explain why this happens, why there's all this pedophilia in the Catholic Church, why there's all this sexual abuse. At the very top, I mean, yes, at a certain point, I guess people maybe just like to get off. But at the very top, this is all about blackmail. This is all about control and the power that the Vatican exhibits over the history of mankind. And let's say something is discovered in Italy or something. Oh, a big dig happening. Oh, not anymore. The Catholic Church just decided to put a church on that property. So real quick, in the 60 seconds, talk about how they use this and the Catholic Church to control literally secret human history.
There is a deal here going on between the pedophile elite and the Jesuits, and of course the pedophiles within the Catholic Church. This deal has been covering up all the wrongdoings of the Catholic Church for a very long time. Let's not forget that many of the directors of the CIA have been Catholics, members of the Knights of Malta, and directly influenced by the Jesuits. So this means a complete cover-up of what is really going on in the Catholic Church. On top of this, of course, we have then Pope Francis with his liberal policies now protecting the migrants, wanting to encourage all this wild immigration.
And homosexuality or transsexuality, he likes pushing that too. That's just his agenda. All right, we're going to be right back with more of that and then a shocking story out of Brazil that I'm sure Leo can talk about. This next story comes out of Brazil and is really next level stuff. And to the layman, it just kind of seems like a story. But this is actually real stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Now, the story here is a Brazilian, they're calling him a medium, miracle healer, whatever you want to say. Very famous in Brazil. His name was João Teixeira de Faria, known as João de Jesus, John of God. And this is, again, very popular, known to Brazil, a spiritual healer, miracle worker, what have you. He was interviewed once on the Oprah Winfrey Show, treated President Bill Clinton. So it comes out, though, that this guy was basically ritualistically abusing, apparently sexually assaulting women, over 300, according to this report. It's a big story right now going on. And so, Leo, while they are basically interrogating this person, which the guy's been totally cooperative, and when you understand evil and the people that try to manifest evil here in the third dimension, they have this kind of confidence. I won't call it arrogance, but it's confidence. So he's been very agreeable in this interrogation, and they're interrogating him, Leo, and all of a sudden, weird, crazy stuff starts to happen. Circuits start to explode. Computers start to take a mind of its own. And so now the police interrogating this person are basically like kind of going through like some sort of like, let's say, exorcism, and they're just having to remain extra focused just to even get this interrogation completed. But Leo, you're familiar, obviously, with the history of the Illuminati. You've written books on it. These people really believe that they can communicate with interdimensional demons, and they and perhaps, I mean, I've never been a part of any of these ceremonies, but, you know, they believe with these ceremonies they do, they can communicate with Lucifer, people from the second lower dimension, or it's really the first lower dimension, and then that they can, and then those demons use their power in the third dimension to get done their own thing. So there's a lot of weird stuff out there, but Leo, you know, talk about how this is not something new and how this is something very real. I mean, people can see this, you know, they talk about exorcisms and stuff, but I mean, these demons, these, we'll call them interdimensional demons, a lot of people in Hollywood try to communicate with them. A lot of people in tech industry try to communicate with them. And they may think it's kind of a joke, but I think the people interrogating João de Jesus in Brazil got a little bit of taste of the type of demons these people are channeling.
Yes, I actually published a book recently called Invisible Masters. Invisible Master is a book that is based on these powers that are hidden, and that, of course, in Brazil, a place so magical, have a specific connotation. Brazil is a place full of witch doctors and of black magic, and I even talked about it extensively in volume one of my confession, my own experience with one of them called Nicolai de Matos Frisvold, who was this voodoo doctor, Norwegian, who then ended up living and still resides in Brazil. And then we have, over 10 years ago, a manual for pedophiles, which was issued by a Brazilian Catholic priest. Imagine, a very detailed manual on how to approach children was written by this Father Tarcísio Spiricigo. And it was a big scandal back then, I think in 2005. And already, I think over 10 years ago, this John of God appeared in various forums denounced as a pedophile. So why did they let him do what he has done up until now? The problem was, of course, that we had a left-wing government in control of Brazil. And only now that we have Bolsonaro, we have a right-wing man with some traditional values, we can finally go after this pedophile who is so, these pedophiles.
Hold that thought right there. Hold that thought right there, because just real quick, you know, Brazil is undergoing, I mean, it's more than just a nationalism, populism thing. I mean, people, they're trying to clean up that government. Operation Car Wash is going on down there right now. But are you...
We have also an Italian terrorist called Battisti, who has been, there was an issue, they issued a warrant for arresting him after many years. This guy has been basically escaping the Interpol and all the police worldwide for over 30 years.
So you think this is all connected, though, to the new leadership in Brazil, is what you're saying?
Absolutely, absolutely. I know this also from internal sources in Brazil. We have a lot of fans in Brazil also, a lot of fans.
We do, actually.
And they are really changing their country, just as they are doing in the U.S. with Donald Trump.
Well, and Leo, you know, here's the crazy thing about this. People, the average person thinks that this is nuts. It's not possible. You're nuts if you think there's multiple dimensions, or you're nuts if you think there's a god or demons out there. But these people actually do. They do ceremonies. Some of this got exposed in the WikiLeaks.
No, I mean, the extra-dimensional powers that you are approaching with these rituals are taken very seriously, especially in Brazil. I remember that the head of the intelligence services back in the year 2003 was a practicing magician who was totally involved in black magic. And so this explains you that there is a very particular situation going on. Of course, these entities have also to do with what we define as the alien phenomenon, but they are extra-dimensional entities because they are coming from other worlds. They are coming from other worlds, invited from this plane of existence thanks to rituals or thanks to specific places, because there is a sort of a stargate, doors to unknown dimensions that are always been there since ancient times. And then, of course, we have CERN laboratories and what they are doing, trying scientifically to open a door into the
But, you know, Leo, it's funny you go there, because let's kind of go down that thought pattern. I mean, who knows what's really going on with CERN? You know, they're trying to do all kinds of crazy stuff and just basically bend the laws of physics, you know, our physical 3D reality. But I think, at least it's my belief, that the dimensions or you know, the contact that these people are trying to make with demons or other dimensions, it's only possible inside the human mind. It's only possible inside our what God created for us. I don't. There is no machine. There is nothing you can make to, let's say, you know, recreate that experience or that phenomenon of seeing another dimension. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, of course, we can access these other dimensions with the use of meditation, with the use of prayer. We can protect ourselves also from the entities that are invading our own dimensions, from that are evil, maybe. They are demonic. You know, often they get called into our dimension thanks to human sacrifices of various kinds.
No, exactly. It's like you're talking about, it's like praying, you know, enlightening yourself, reading the Bible. Like that's what God's intention is to reach a higher consciousness through God and through his divine creation. They try to skip through that process. If you listen, there's a I guess you could say philosopher, Alan Watt, who talks about using psychotropic drugs to basically skip the God intended human experience and basically skip that. And so you know, it's all about God wants us to work through him to reach a higher consciousness, not through the physical world.
But you have higher realms and lower realms. So you have the angelic beings on top, but you have also the demonic ones below that are the ones who actually control matter. So most of these Illuminati, if you want to define them as Illuminati, they are members of various secret societies. They base their power on low-level demons that they maintain control over for hundreds of years. And that means that their secret society has made a specific maybe deal with those demons or with that demon. And they maintain that relationship through sacrifices of various kinds. In Brazil, it's very common that you have human sacrifice and also animal sacrifice.
And of course, you know, you've got the Amazon rainforest and you've got a bunch of shamans out there. You've got the whole ayahuasca experience that people go down there to have.
You have also more hardcore people like the Babalaos. I actually met Catholic bishops who were linked to black magic, Brazilian sects. And they were involved in all these things that are well beyond the ordinary beacon magic. We're talking here about very serious forms of witchcraft based on ancient grimoires that are very dangerous.
And I think that is what probably the story is with this John of God, João de Jesus, down in Brazil. He probably made some deals with the devil, and these demons are trying to do whatever they can to disrupt God's justice coming to this man who has been accused of assaulting over 300 women. Leo Zagami, thank you so much. Great stuff as always, Leo. Get his new book, The Invisible Master. LeoZagami.com is his website.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Alex Jones will be joining us this hour. He is finishing up some behind-the-scenes business right now, and he's set to join us this hour. Folks, remember, tonight is the last chance you have to get your delivery before Christmas from InfoWarsStore.com. We've got great specials running at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and you must order by midnight tonight to get your delivery by Christmas. And it's your support of InfoWars that makes everything we do here possible. And everything we do here is so important because we highlight issues that most media is either too afraid to touch or too bought and paid for to touch. Like, for example, the dangers and the truth about vaccines in America.
This morning, doctors in Minnesota are still stumped. They're trying to figure out what caused six kids in the state to recently come down with a rare condition known as acute flaccid myelitis, or AFM. The illness is a scary and potentially deadly puzzle health officials have been trying to solve in recent years, now settling into a pattern doctors hoped wouldn't repeat.
What they're doing is beta testing. How many people can we give tainted vaccine and give them polio? And how many people can we give tetanus shot that actually has a hormone added to it, so the body has an autoimmune response to the hormone, and then it causes sterilization in second trimester? It's not classic sterilization. It's a programmed autoimmune response where the baby is attacked in the second trimester when the hormone is released. So it's actually a very violent, painful autoimmune disease given to women to kill their babies. And every day, man paralyzed after flu shot, baby dies after flu shot. They'll take your child and they'll run them full of this poison and they'll kill them. And that's if they're lucky, instead of being brain damaged for the rest of their life. 25, 30-year-old men drinking out of bottles, wearing diapers. The chemical warfare lobotomy. And that's the old-fashioned tech. They got nanotech now in the vaccines. And every year at the start of school, I see on the streets of America, and I hear about it from friends, family, and neighbors, and I hear about it from my own children. I have four children. About young people that go get their vaccine and have a convulsion and are in the hospital. I also have a lot of friends whose 2-, 3-, 4-year-olds come down with, quote, type 1 diabetes. And they say, well, it's not from their diet. It must be genetic. Well, yeah, it's genetic that they got permanent pancreatitis. And the insert says it can shut down. The flu shot says it can shut down your pancreas forever. And then school's out forever because your pancreas has been blown to pieces. And just like I opened the show up yesterday with all the thousands of deaths and people paralyzed by polio-like disease, but they won't say it's polio and, oh, they can't treat it and they don't want to talk about it. And they tell you that, well, we're not going to report it. The CDC has said to hospitals, don't report this publicly. Do it in our secret reporting system that they use for the secret experimentation and the secret taking of blood at birth for 46 years under secret law, which we first exposed 20 years ago. There were then lawsuits in Texas and Minnesota, all confirmed, and the National Secret Worldwide Database was then discovered, run by the United Nations. But I digress. I have all this incredible news, but look what I saw in my stacks, and I saw several others in the stacks. They're not even looking for vaccine damage news. It's there. They can't hide it. Lou Ferrigno, he almost died. And even the New York Post, even People Magazine, says the Incredible Hulk, Lou Ferrigno, hospitalized after pneumonia vaccination goes wrong.
Flawless victory. From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Alex will be joining us shortly. He's got some big news he wants to cover. I've got some other news I want to cover. But first, we've got big specials right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it is the last day, final day. You need to order by midnight to take advantage of the massive Christmas special that we have going on right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your gift by Christmas. So make your order by midnight tonight to make sure that you get your delivery by Christmas. And check out all the great specials while you're at InfoWarsStore.com. You've got 50% off all InfoWars Life supplements. And then certain supplements are even higher marked down right now. 55% off Super Male, Super Female Vitality, 60% off bodies. The list goes on and on. Free shipping store wide, double Patriot points, free T-shirt with every order. I mean, the list goes on and on. The Alexa Pure Breeze air filter right now is half off at InfoWarsStore.com. What a great gift to get your family for Christmas, the gift of clean air. And you will notice the difference with the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter. You know, if you've got pets, it is so great to kind of keep that pet mildewy smell out of your home. It really is amazing. I have a pet, and let's just say whenever my tortoise does its business, the air filter kicks on immediately, like clockwork. That's how powerful this thing is. And it's a massive discount, 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide. Take advantage, ladies and gentlemen. Again, final day. You need to order by midnight to make sure you get your delivery by Christmas. And, of course, it's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that makes everything we do here possible. And if we can hopefully get the amount of support we need over Christmas, we can expand in the new year and really show you some of the stuff that we're working on around here. Okay. Let's do a bit of a news blitz. Now, this is an interesting story that's very convoluted, and I really don't even want to necessarily get into the nuts and bolts of the story. I just want to kind of pose a question in response to just kind of illustrate where we're at right now. So basically, there's this law in Texas. And I guess it's because so many Muslim people are moving here, I guess. I don't really understand the law. Greg Abbott is in full support of it, loves it. But basically, so you've now got this deal where if you want to take a job at a school, you have to promise to make an agreement that you will not, you know, basically talk bad about Israel or boycott Israel. I mean, totally unheard of. Like that's ridiculous. I mean, you know, if I'm going to choose any side of the issue, you know, I believe Israel has the right to exist, but you can't tell me in America that I have to feel or think a certain way about Israel. So it's totally absurd. And it's a Muslim woman who's refusing this. So I actually think she's in the right here and she doesn't have to sign that. So people say, oh, you're an Islamophobe, anti-Muslim. No, I'm just reality here. And so now there's a Muslim group challenging the Texas no boycott of Israel law. So, okay, I think that law is ridiculous. Think what you want about that. But Let's reverse this image here for a second and say, what if there was a law on the books that said you had to boycott, or let's say you had to disavow radical Islamic terrorism for you to take a job? Now, what would happen if that was the case? It'd be total outrage. And it would be like the most racist, xenophobic thing that you could ever do. But is it almost not like the same thing to try to say that somebody has to disavow an ideology or a country or anything like that just to get a job? I mean, that's unheard of. But it just shows you what really goes on and like, why would somebody even think to do this? But here's what I was thinking too. When you see those videos of the Mall of America, and you see like just hundreds of women walking around in their headdress, it's like they're like you're in an Islamic country or something. Just shocking. It's culture shock. Yeah, okay. If I go to Saudi Arabia or somewhere in the Middle East that's a Muslim country, okay, yeah, I would expect it to maybe look like that in Indonesia or something. But in the Mall of America? Why does it look like this in the Mall of America? I'm not complaining. I'm just saying why. And then why, if you go to the Mall of America and you want to talk about Jesus, do you get arrested? Or what was the deal with that guy? I forgot. We had him on the show. It was either yesterday or 2 days ago. But you're not allowed to. He was arrested. Yeah, so you can't, you know, hand out a Bible. It's like I can go there with like a Gideon's Traveler's Bible, which is just the New Testament. It's like, you know, you put it in your pocket. I could go there, hand out these Gideon's Traveler's Bibles that they give out for free so that you can spread the Bible, and I'd be arrested. But it's like, why don't I go to the mall? And I actually thought about doing this for a report. I go to the Mall of America, I fire up a live stream, and I talk about radical Islam. Not in the vein that I'm trying to incite anything, but again, let's not have a short-term memory loss here. We were told on September 11th, 2001, that radical Islamic jihadists who hate our way of life and hate the West, who want to kill us all, took down the Twin Towers, a third building that's not on the 9/11 Commission report, and hijacked two other planes, flew one into the Pentagon. So again, that's what we're told. That's the official narrative of the biggest terror attack in the United States history. And we went to a war, thousands of people dead, in American people, millions of people dead in the Middle East, trillions of dollars spent. We're still over there. But now all of a sudden, if you say radical Islamic terror in the United States, somehow that's forbidden. So the whole purpose is to go to the Mall of Minnesota, show how Islam is now protected more than anything else in American culture. That's just a fact. Again, you go there and hand out a Bible, you're arrested. You go there and say Allahu Akbar, I guess everybody in the mall starts chanting with you. But if I go there and I talk about radical Islamic terror, I'd be a xenophobe, I'd be an Islamophobe, I'd be kicked out, even though it happens everywhere. It just happened at a Christmas market again in France, happened at a Christmas market last year in Germany. Okay, think whatever you want the cause of that is, that's what's going on. But even on top of that, we spend $1 trillion on a war in the Middle East to fight radical Islamic terror, and then I can't even say radical Islamic terror in the United States of America. Explain that. Okay, I'll explain that. The false flag event of September 11th was a false flag, and we went into the Middle East not to fight radical Islamic terror, but to get regime change, get some oil pipelines through, take over a poppy seed field in Afghanistan, you know, whatever else fit the bill. And isn't it obvious now that we never cared about radical Islamic terror because you can't even say it in the United States of America, and the Democrats are importing entire swaths of people from the Middle East, entire swaths of people from Muslim countries, and then empowering them by putting them all in the same district and basically Islamifying districts in Minnesota, in Michigan? So are we really fighting radical Islamic terror to the tune of $1 trillion and millions of lives in the Middle East and then bringing all the Muslims to the United States? And then I can't even say radical Islamic terror, even though I'm told that that's why we went to war in the Middle East and millions of people died, thousands of American soldiers, trillions of dollars spent. And why is it there's no logic here? Why is it nobody's questioning this? If you're going to tell me that Islam wants to defeat the West, and then at the same time, you're going to import Islam into the West, and I'm not allowed to even ask a question? What the hell is going on? It's called destabilization. It's called clash of civilization to bring down the West. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen.
Texas, the U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome, subversion, paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed with the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States, with traitors inside the major security agencies blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com / Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me, as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a herder of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
Alex Jones, the far-right conspiracy theorist who is apparently... Alex Jones.
Scum! Russian scum!
InfoWars comes to mind.
Reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
Take it away, Owen.
Well, we're back live from the InfoWars World Headquarters. And Alex Jones is back with us. All right,
we're having some fun today.
We're definitely live now. All right, Alex, you've got big news, and the Fed is basically being pressured to try to destroy Trump. Trump is saying, don't you dare do that. Rand Paul says that this would be a sign that the Fed is trying to destroy the economy under Trump. Alex, what's the latest?
Well, they've had 7 interest rate hikes, none under Obama, admittedly trying to hurt the economy. And Bill Maher said that. Everybody said that. They've got China. They've got the EU. They're all weighing in, trying to kill the economy. They're also trying to hurt other nationalist countries like Italy and the UK as well. So it's the banksters against the nation state and against sovereign people. So it's nationalists versus globalists. It's pro-humans versus the technocrats. That's what's unfolding. That's what's happening in the 21st century. And now what the globalists always dreaded, a real debate about the different systems in the world, is now happening. And so the Federal Reserve head is set to speak here in the next 10 minutes. We'll go to his feed live and explain himself. But we know what's happening. Trump said, if you raise interest rates, you will drive down the economy. And they said, no, it's growing too fast. After saying Trump could never make it grow above even 2.9%. So it got up to about 4.8 in projections. It was 4.2 in announcements. So they started raising the rates over and over and over and over and over again. And then they signaled 5 more rate increases in 2019, very large ones. And so that killed the economy. And so every expert said, you better actually cut them or stop. So they don't want to look like they're doing, because everybody knows what they're doing. They're globalists. It's foreign-owned. 80% of the private Federal Reserve is owned by European banks. It was set up in 1913. It's been secret since then. An arrogant Alan Greenspan has gone on PBS and says they're above the law. So it's just crazy, and it's time to take the bank back. It's time to audit the Fed. It's time to realize these are a group of financial globalist terrorists working against the best interests of this nation. They lobby for China to have 0% interest rates and 10% growth rates a year. But when we go to 4.2, they say that's overheating. And, oh, my gosh, we can't do this. No, they want Americans controlled. And so now they want to have their cake and eat it, too. Okay, we're going to have two, maybe three rate hikes next year, and each one won't be as big. And then the stock market starts going back up. But this is so illustrative of them thinking we're stupid and trying to get away with this. 20 years ago, if a Ron Paul was saying, hey, they're trying to hurt the economy or trying to help the economy for a particular party, they'd say, oh, that's a conspiracy. They're not politically involved. None of that's happening. But now Americans know the truth. And the Federal Reserve was founded in 1913, so it's now 104-plus stinking years old. It's never been audited. When it was first set up, they admitted 80% of it was foreign. That's why they had the banker bailouts in 2008 for trillions. The first tranche was $864 billion. 84%, Bloomberg reported years later, in secret transfers. Just type into the web and click a web search. Google tries to bury it, but 80-plus percent of 2008 bailout went to foreign banks in secret transfers. That came out years later. 80-plus percent of your money that you'll pay taxes on the national debt for went to foreign banks. Everybody's bitching and complaining about Trump right now, sending $4-plus billion and tacitly agreeing to fund Mexico. That's money he's giving them to make sure they block the caravans. But the very same federal judge that flipped out on Flynn and made up a bunch of lies about him just said that they're going to ship all the people back that we've deported to the United States and is signaling, if you can get to our border, you get everything free. Bring your leprosy, bring your cholera, bring your communist ways from Venezuela. You can piss all over us. Just get up here as quickly as possible. And the judge wigging out saying, you're a traitor. You're involved in treason with Turkey. It was a year before he was even in office. Flynn, his national security advisor, and just saying all this crazy crap, driving him back into the arms of Mueller and saying, you better testify more. You're going to jail for a long time. So Mueller acts all nice as though don't give him a big sentence, but behind the scenes is controlling this judge. And they're saying, buddy, your ass is going to prison. We tricked you to plead not guilty. He had Eric Holder as his lawyer. Now that they did it, he's screwed.
We're back live in the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. It's the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer with Alex Jones. Alex, you were just breaking down what the Fed is doing right now to try and not just stop the economy under Trump, but make it totally fail so that the American people will blame Trump and their hope is not reelect him.
And let's be clear to infinity here. The ECB and the OECD, the Organization of Economic Cooperative Development, is the global shadow government. And this is at the Davos meetings, this is in the white papers, since 1945, when Germany and the old European order was taken out. Let's go to the root of this. The OECD was a consortium of those banks, of British banks, and of U.S. banks, who would meet in a board at the International Bank of Settlements and the Organization of Economic Cooperative Development. And then they had the Bretton Woods plan a few years later to globally set currencies, to set interest rates, and to coordinate globally with each other. And so we're told America had that hegemonic power, but really it was this consortium. And the very same old European bankers, most of them Nazis, who had an EU plan, Juncker's grandfather and Juncker's father were the heads of it, actually. When you go look at the first EU treaties, it's his dad's names on it. He's unelected. He just runs it himself because it's his family's. So you've got this horrible Federal Reserve, and notice how everything's deception. It's the Federal Reserve, like federal cleaners or federal ammunition. Even when I was a kid, I'm like, I don't know about federal. It just sounds like it's official. Federal Express is not federal. Federal ammunition is not federal. And I know viewers and listeners all know that. But they would write articles 20 years ago about myself and Ron Paul saying they're crazy. They say the Federal Reserve isn't federal. Well, now everyone knows it's a private bank consortium. A lot of the regional Federal Reserves actually deal with money coming in and tracking counterfeiting and real things. And like the Dallas Fed, the Kansas City Fed, and the a bunch of the Fed guys are like our listeners, and they love Ron Paul, and they love Donald Trump, and they've been, not all the Federal Reserves are bad, because they're not really the Federal Reserve. They just take care of the management of the low-level stuff, but policy is set by the New York Fed. That's the real holding corporation that's 80-plus percent. We only know this is congressional testimony in 1913 before it was passed by three senators in a quorum vote on December 23rd, 1913. Everybody else was gone for recess for Christmas. They were, you know, roasting chestnuts by the fire and having a nice cup of coffee or tea. And, you know, mama was in there cooking the turkey or the ham. And they were all back pushing this thing through that gave a private group of central banks total control over the currency, over the interest rates, over all of it. And the very same OECD and the very same organizations come out and they recommend how government should be run. And they've said China's the model or France is the model. Either total taxes and control or really low taxes, but the government's in command and control like China. Okay, so the very same group last week, you can pull this up, recommended the French model and recommended the Chinese model and said China should keep interest rates at zero and that China's economy is in danger of faltering because it's only growing at 7.5%. It needs to be growing at 10%. So they've been saying since China made this deal to merge with the globalists in 1978, 2 days ago was the anniversary, since they made the deal to merge China into this globalist combine, not for America, but to leverage us out. This is all real history, real politique. They have had 10% growth rates on average. We've had below 3% on average. We used to have 10% on average, just like China, until that went through. And then everything like a blood transfusion was sent to China to prop up the Communist Party, who has made deals with the globalists. So understand this. The Federal Reserve is foreign, and it is recommending and telling investors go to China and that China should keep interest rates at zero and that China should continue to prop up its stock market and that China should continue to currency speculate and that Donald Trump's bad and that American economy's bad and the rating agencies, don't invest there, don't go there, no. And this is the very same literal group saying China should keep interest rates at zero. So we have this article from Infowars.com. Top economists, if the Fed raises interest rates tomorrow, they should all be fired for economic malpractice. The Federal Reserve is responsible for creating the stock market boom that we have witnessed in recent years. And then it goes on to break it all down. Now, some will argue, well, it's a bubble. Yeah, China's got a bubble much bigger than ours. So if we're going to be in a global bubble, we might as well have the biggest bubble for us and actually direct it into infrastructure and into weapons. That's just how it works. And into education. Because the whole world's in a race of bubbles. But the globalists are saying, we don't get a bubble. Everyone else gets a bubble. And Trump gets this. He's written books about, if you're going to be in a debt society, you might as well have the most debt, but leveraged into new companies and expanding. Then it can actually work. But if you want to go the frugal model that we used to have, that's good too. But you don't have in a global economy, the EU can have a bubble, China can have a bubble, we can't have a bubble. So the Federal Reserve, foreign owned, is saying, China can have 10%, we can't have 4%. See, that's the screw job here, and they're holding their finger on the scale, they've got their foot to our neck, and if we got a document cam shot, I want to show TV viewers this. These are interest rate hikes and drops starting going back to before Obama got in, and you can see the years here. That they're raising interest rates. Then Obama gets in, and the interest rates all go down, 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 down. And then as soon as Trump gets in, they go up, 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 up. So more hikes than you've had in decades, just in the last 2 years. And everybody knew it was killing the economy because they were signaling, as the managers of the country, this private independent group that no one can investigate, that's above the law, its own branch of government, even though it's not government, and Congress can't see what it's done for over 104 years or 103 and a half years. Think about how insane this is. So that's where we are. Fed rate hikes, but signals just two more hikes in 2019. So under pressure, they backed off. It's not going to be enough because, again, you have to fight in the game you're in. All these purists say, well, we've got too much debt, and folks, they've already got us where we've got too much debt. We either innovate with new technology being released they've been suppressing that the U.S. has better than anybody, or we're done. They either release all the disruptive technologies, as they call them, let America have it first, don't give it to the Chi-Coms, don't give it to other people, and then we will innovate our way out of this. We've already been given a debt impossible. Every family owes like $80,000. It's incredible on average. In fact, it's more than that now. That's a few years old. We're done. We're done. And Trump was giving us morphine before we died, basically, and hoping that the bubble was going to the bankers, a little bit would go to you, so that you would believe in America, get jobs back, release suppressed medical technology, energy technology for real. And the globalists just said, you're not doing that. America's closed for business. Orange man, sit down and shut your mouth or we'll kill you and your family. And Trump said, I'm standing up to you. They said, watch this. We'll demonize the hell out of you everywhere. We'll have the neocons against you, the left, the big banks, Hollywood, everyone pissing all over everything Trump does because he is trying as hard as he can. And instead, we're this instant gratification culture. Even people I know that are patriots are like, well, he's not perfect. He hadn't done this or that right. I go down to Congress and those halls are empty. There's no patriots up there getting in people's faces. This is a serious war for the future, people. And I told you, they're coming for your children. And now it's strip clubs. They've got 11-year-old boys dancing around getting money stuck in their G-string. That's where all this is going. So Thomas Jefferson was once asked, what is the tyranny under which man can live? And he said, whatever level you put up with. And so that's what this comes down to, Owen Schroyer.
Well, in the big scheme of things, Alex, you know, America was so original, and the free market and the economic prosperity.
We reinvented the world.
So it became so powerful and so successful, we had to subsidize the rest of the world's failures. So that's basically what happened. And now it's like if the Olympic National Committee said, Usain Bolt, you're too fast. We're going to put a 20-pound dumbbell on your ankle, and then you can race in the Olympics. That's basically.
And we're going to make you take a half bottle of Valium.
And so now, and they know the only escape from this world debt system.
We're going to give you deadly vaccines, fluoride. We're going to tell your young men to wear dresses and give them Ritalin.
But as you said, the only escape from this world debt system is advanced technology and bringing it out. That's why they're trying to transfer all of it to China right now, Alex. They don't want it to come out of the West. They want it to come out of China, so then China can
get... And let's explain that. China said, oh, Trump, you're going to lower the corporate tax. People move back to the U.S. We're going to zero tax, and every company ran there. Oh, we're going to talk about when we come back. You're on target.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Owen Schroyer here with Alex Jones. It is The Alex Jones Show. Historic stuff happening right now. Alex, the Fed is trying to stop the economic momentum we have had under President Trump. And of course, Alex, right before Christmas, right? They just love doing it right before Christmas, don't they?
And it's outrageous that they think they can get away with it. They were going to do 5 more hikes, but now it's only 2 and they're smaller because everyone says it's so obvious. China gets zero, but we get interest rates going up. This is what makes people mad. And what you said is so critical. Let's say that slowly. Because we don't just put rhetoric out here. We don't just say something like the left does to convince you. U.S. had 40% on average corporate tax. The left all said it should be higher. We already had the highest in the world. Well, no corporation will be based here with that. So China was at 15%. That's the global average. We go to 15 one day after they got to pull up your own dictator. They said zero, but you got to become state run and then transfer all the technology that DARPA and our engineers and our universities developed and that DARPA buys up from private inventors and puts into the universities. That whole brain trust that we pay for, that Eisenhower warned of, then gets transferred over because, as you said, they're propping China up because it's basically a bunch of slaves and the Communist Party, and this was the globalist plan. How do you beat America? Tie bowling balls to its legs, tell you that fathers and mothers are bad, teach 5-year-old children they're really another sex, do all of this, demoralize people, and then use 1 billion-plus people as slaves. I mean, that is just outrageous that they've done this to the poor Chinese people. And look, it's in the news. Right here today. The article's up on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. And it deals with Christians standing in the way of China's Xi Jinping's totalitarian rule. They've got the video. They've got the text where he said, we're cracking down on Christians even more. Hell, they already arrest you, put you in forced labor. And if you don't refuse to be a Christian again and deny your faith, you have your organs taken. Now where's the left talking about that? And he said, we're going to allow people to be Christians, but they must be cyanized. That means communist Chinese. So it means that they, just like in Venezuela, where they pray to Hugo Chavez, they have the children pray for their school lunch in the morning, and because they're too poor to have food at home, and they say, pray to Jesus. This is on record. I first heard this from a Venezuelan computer programmer that worked here for a few years, and I believed it, but then it came out in the news later. They were national on TV praying to Chavez the same prayer. They say, pray to Jesus Christ for your milk and your cereal. The kids pray. They've been told to pray at home. This is discrediting their mother and father. The food's not there. They say, now pray to Hugo Chavez. And they, this is the kindergartners, and they put cereal and a banana or whatever in front of them, and they say, Hugo Chavez is God. Hugo Chavez. And after he's dead, they have televised addresses where instead of the Lord's Prayer, it is to Hugo Chavez. We've played this before. You can go to YouTube and type in Maduro, Venezuelan leader, prays to Chavez, Lord's Prayer. And it's been changed to him. So this is what they do to our children, to worship the state. But actually, the state telling you to worship it has people starving to death 1,000 a week for years, but they passed a law. You can't say it was starvation.
Well, and to get back to China for a second, Alex, you've obviously got Google and Apple moving over there. They're going to move all their secret tech, all the AI. It's going to be introduced out of China.
And they won't give it to us. We paid for it, and they won't even give it to the U.S. government. And the U.S. government sits there with their thumbs in their rear ends.
And they've already got the infrastructure in China built to receive it. So they're just waiting for it to die.
They're already ahead of us.
But
Congress is so evil.
That's not even to mention all the intellectual theft of proprietary information that China has done through back doors. But Alex, you know, to get to the social issue here, there's a story from Yahoo today. Central Asians cry out over China's secret detention camps. It's all these Central Asians whose family members.
Yeah, there's 2 million of them in them.
You know, just disappeared when they went to China. And so they're like, where's our family members? They're being held in these Chinese concentration camps. You know, who knows if they're even alive? And President Trump, I think it was 3 American high school basketball players go over there and steal something from China, probably would have ended up in one of these camps, and President Trump brings them back, and nobody even gives him any respect for that. Nobody even realizes how amazing it is that Trump...
And China goes to bat for Muslims who really aren't that radical in China. He goes to bat for them, and he gets no news coverage.
So this is all going on because China is communist. They have no morals. They have no God. So they can do anything over there. And the power structure out of Europe and the West loves that so that they can introduce all the secret tech out of China where there is no
God. Use it as a beta test.
The state is God, where they already have the infrastructure built up. And then, oh, guess what? The world economy just collapsed. But thank God China's here with the AI to save us.
They're going to let them have the innovation economy. We don't get what we build and what we have.
And we'll be trampled
underfoot. China couldn't even build ICBMs by the early 90s. We had to give them everything.
Well, and they're complaining now about the weapons in space. I don't know how much you want to talk about this, Alex, but I mean, we know why China's complaining about U.S. expanding into space, because we're blasting all their satellites down.
Well, that's another reason the globalists are so pissed. Obama, the Bushes, they all sold out to China. They set the deal up. And they sit there next to a real American who's actually in their face and has retaken part of the government. But because the public doesn't recognize the real treason of the Democrats and the neocons, we're in a total war, folks. These people need to be arrested. They're the ones trying to arrest us. They're the ones trying to shut down the free press. Everyone's being taken off the air. Michael Savage is being taken off. Neocon like Ben Shapiro is being put in with no ratings. They're getting ready to remove the president. And I have been warning everybody, they're making their move. And let me just say this briefly. Ladies and gentlemen, you see the economic warfare in America. You see them trying to deindustrialize us. You see them trying to attack the family. This is economic warfare. And that's why when you move, when you get excited, when you take action, you are unstoppable. It's you that the globalists fear. InfoWars is a focal point. And we're not backing down. But that's why it's the last day to get your orders in. Free shipping, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points, and a free t-shirt with every order. Get your Brain Force Plus. Get your Myco ZX. Get your amazing Super Male Vitality. Get your X2 and X3. Learn about, just like our information is game-changing, these products are game-changing. And don't fight the crowds. Don't fight the traffic. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and take action today. MycoZX, you've heard of probiotics. Well, what about knocking out the bad yeast and candida and mold? MycoZX is so amazing. It's the next level. InfoWarsStore.com. Look at that. 4.8 star reviews out of 870 reviews. Unprecedented. InfoWarsStore.com. This is year-end clearance, and a lot of stuff is selling out or is about to sell out. So this is your last chance to get it delivered in the United States before Christmas. But regardless, into the new year, you owe yourself better health, better clarity, better focus. And I'm telling you, Secret 12, purest, best B12 out there. Winter sun right now. People need sun. It's the super high quality organic D3. Take it under the tongue. Winter sun's amazing. Our adult fish oil, our krill oil, and then our honor roll fish oil for children is the very best you can get. We have Knockout, the amazing sleep aid, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And listen, you can also go, anytime you want to give your family the gift of truth, give them a book, give them some of the videos, amazing books and videos, give them some supplements. You can go, just make sure you put on the mailing address, their address, and then on the checkout, there's a little note where you can say, hey, dad, hey, mom, hey, son, hey, daughter, hey, neighbor, hey, cousin, you know, hey, brother, whatever the case is, hey, aunt, hey, uncle, hey, boss, hey, employees, whatever. You get the books. They're all there. Liberalism, Find a Cure, Mark Dice's latest book. Well, we're also carrying the new Jordanetics book. We're carrying all the alt hero comic books. They're all there, and mail it as a gift to friends and families. Give the gift of truth. Buy the books, buy the videos. After you read them, donate them to the library. It'll reach hundreds of people. Every little bit together counts. But this whole country, this whole world is in one hell of a fight right now. We're going to come back, do a little bit more. Who's hosting fourth hour today?
Mike Adams.
Mike Adams. That's always dynamite. So we'll just do five more minutes when we come in. A little no man's land, and then we're going to have Mike Adams with Counterthink. Every Sunday after my show, 4 to 6 p.m., Counterthink, an original program he does just for us for radio and TV from 6 to 7 Central. But he'll be live with always bombshell information. When I say bombshell, the answer to the SJWs is PJW. And the answer to the Monsanto crime syndicate and the geoengineering tyranny is Mike Adams. The answer to the New World Order is all of us together. We are the information war. I told you it was coming. It's here. The information war is now. And if we want to overt physical conflict, which the left and the globals are trying to heat up, everybody has to get more aggressive than they ever have before. And you've been doing it. It's why we're still here. So to all the AM and FM and TV stations and to all the listeners, everybody that spreads the links and articles, we salute you and we thank you. The children need to be saved, though. All over the country right now, they're being turned into perverts.
I know you love.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer here. Final segment for me, and I'm hopping over to the other studio to host the War Room at 3 o'clock. I've got guests coming up and other news.
Well, we've got some final news to hit that Mike Adams is about to take over. But first, let's listen to Keith Whitley for just about a minute.
You still won't hear.
There's pretty things out there, not just evil people sexualizing children and taking them to topless bars to dance and have money given to them. The new announcement, they're the LGBTP community. They actually made it official. Children on TV saying we're part of the LGBTP community. And it's being praised.
But if you want to own a gun and have it at their your home with your kid, you know, CPS will come for you.
Just when you think that, you know, the child beauty pageants that obviously has a pedophilic, you know, flavor, this is next level. Men throwing money at a little boy dressed like a girl and whistling at them like they're sexy. That's a but catcalling. If a man regularly goes, "Whoa, baby, you're beautiful," that's rape.
Yeah, that's me too now.
But if you're a little boy dressed like a little girl and a bunch of gay men whistle and throw things at you, but there were some of the gay men in Yelp that said, "Hey, I went to this thing and it was a dance thing at the bar, and I feel sick even a week after seeing this."
Yeah.
So they're not all pedophiles.
No, absolutely not, obviously. But
people need to, you know, speak up, because they're just always going to push and see how far they can go. But I told people it was going to be called LGBTP. Now it's official.
Well, you know, Alex, it's actually because they realize, a lot of people out there that, like, let's say gay people or transsexual people, realize how they're kind of projecting all this pedophilia onto those.
They're using
people,
them as the carrier.
And it's not fair. So they're waking up to this and they're saying, no, we're not in with that. But Alex, think about where we're at now, where actually being a responsible parent, like parenting, you know, a child,
like CPS is like looking at you if you actually do the right thing to parent your child.
Imagine if you took your 11-year-old daughter and had her dance with her clothes on, but scantily clad, four people at a topless bar. There's laws. You'd lose your liquor license. It'd be child endangerment. It'd be child trafficking. I looked up New York laws. You can't have kids at a dance bar where alcohol is served. You can't let them in these damn bars. Even at regular places in almost every state, there's a lot of restaurants where there's a restaurant, there's a bar, and you tend to get the food to go at the bar. How many times as kids, and it's happened to me before, where I've walked into a place to get food, and I'm sitting down to wait, and they go, sir, your children can't sit here at the bar. Even though nobody's there, I'm at some beach resort. They go, please sit at that table. It's just the law. And I go, oh, you're right. And I go sit 10 feet over in a regular chair. You know, I'm not wanting to mess up a table or something. So, I come up to the bar, and, you know, Jones, you know, we got a bunch of seafood we're getting taken back to the condo. They say, oh, sir, you need to go sit over there. You can't sit at the bar. I've been all over the country. That's the case. But, oh, you have your 11-year-old son dressed like a girl with men throwing money at him. And this is the famous drag kid. This is the one they show all over the news. He now looks like an emaciated meth head, and he's talking about taking hardcore psychotropic drugs in the video.
This is just, it's so stunning, and it's like a kick to the gut. I mean, it's just, to me, this is childhood.
Look how run down this kid looks from just a few years ago. I mean, that looks like somebody that has been... it talks about taking a bunch of serious drugs in the video.
And again, this is a parent, allegedly, I guess, a parent who is just using their child as cannon fodder, using their child as basically social media promotion, really.
This is Munchausen by proxy here, and the kid's got Stockholm syndrome.
Well, what are you going to do? You're an 11-year-old kid. I mean, think about the psychological damage being permanently done to this kid right now, Alex. I mean, I can't.
In fact, here's the article. You've got to read this for yourself, though. You got to see the video here because, again, talks about how we're now LGBTQ, and then the woman, whoever that is, goes, oh, we don't know what that means, starts giggling. And then they go on to talk about using very serious forms of drugs that are used... Where people take this particular drug to then totally be amnesiac, and it's associated with gay parties where like 100 dudes have sex with one guy.
And again, it's all good because it's liberal. But if you're a parent, let's say, and you know you get caught smoking a joint or you got a gun in your house, oh, CPS is going to take your kid. But if you have your kid that's a boy or a girl dressed up as the opposite sex dancing for money at a club, oh, that's okay. It's liberal.
Well, by the way, in RoboCop, the psychotic evil bad guys are addicted to ketamine. First time I ever heard about ketamine was when watching RoboCop with my dad. My dad's a doctor, and I said, what's that? And he goes, well, it's something that basically makes people become psychotic. This kid's talking about taking psychodrugs.
A frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Mr. Crowley. Mike Adams is taking over here in a few minutes. Aleister Crowley reportedly sacrificed his own son. But in the modern world, we put our sons on Ritalin, on Prozac. Boys are 8 times more likely to have autism. We've gone from 1 in 35,000 to 1 in 58 having autism. And now we teach our boys to have their testicles chopped off or to be chemically castrated. And we were just covering a shocking story on Infowars.com. It's not really that shocking now. 11-year-old performs in drag on stage at New York City Gay Club. And I should have gotten to all this today, but I didn't have time. We have the full videos. Tomorrow, I'm going to get back into it. This child, in the last few years, starting at like age 8, has been on Good Morning America, CNN, ABC News, everything. We have like a 10-minute compilation video of them worshiping the parents, worshiping the child. And now at 11, this kid looks like he has been in a concentration camp and is on TV talking about taking ketamine, that is a gay sex drug that people take to basically pass out. In gang sex, it's been in the newspapers. I've read about it. I mean, this is a big thing people do. And so now this child's loaned out with some other woman, babbling incoherently. And if you're not watching us on TV, you're lucky because it's very, very sad. This poor child that is a is a victim of the sick system. If a girl was taken to a club where people do naked dancing and then dances around scantily clad with men whistling like it's a woman, throwing money at the child, they would be arrested. But this is political correctness and how far all of this has gone now beyond JonBenet Ramsey, where little boys dress up as girls and then they go strut around in front of NAMBLA type folks. This is the mainlining of it in your face. So here's that clip I mentioned where they're reading off online saying, yes, everyone's okay, including LGBTQ. And the woman talks about, I'm going to take ketamine on my couch. And the kid goes, like you put powder on your arm, you snort it. You can also take it as a pill and snort the ketamine. And Mike Adams is an engineer and also runs a major lab. And he's an expert on drugs and the whole spectrum. He can give you a little take on ketamine. I'm going to let him take over the whole show he has. Shit, but here's the clip I mentioned.
Anyone can do drag. Everyone can do drag. Your mom can do drag. 1-4-8-8. Oh, sorry. It was just an off track, okay?
1-4-8-8.
It was only $400 off.
There's no genders. You can be male, female, any, or
someone
none.
Needs to save the
only
show.
Only U.S. people can have a bunch of made-up genders.
That's not true at all.
No. Oh, my God. Hitler was right.
What? See?
Bella Noche, right. Putting the P in LGBT P plus. You should eat some food, little nibba.
But I'm getting hate comments. Does this mean I'm famous now?
Is this what he wants? Lots of respect for you guys. Thank you. Press G to gas. G, 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 G. 1, 2, 3, 4, G. What has this world come to? It's come to a world where drag kids actually exist.
And people do ketamine on a couch.
How old is your BF? Hello? Yeah. Hitler was right. Helicopter rides. Yay!
And it gets even worse. Let's not show the young boy dancing around at a gay strip club in front of a bunch of men throwing money at the child. And again, we've had stations, TV stations complain, so we don't show it anymore. But children are shown this. And I understand, no one wants to look at this. But we have video in Austin at public events where men only have glitter on their elephant trunk genitals, I mean large genitals, hugging little children naked with glitter on their Long John Silver. Now, this is what goes on. Men shaking their butts in front of children, with children giving them money. And we're showing again, how can you call it pornographic? How can you call it X-rated? Children are shown this in schools. That they go to drag queen story time at public schools everywhere in front of 2-, 3-, 4-year-olds and shake their butts in their faces and tell the kids they're another gender. So if anybody does this at a park, they get arrested. But if they do it and they say they're liberal, you got to bow down to them. This is the ultimate bubble. Just like Bitcoin was a bubble and we exposed it. This, like the tulip bubble, this bubble of giving in to whatever they want and the demands has now reached stratospheric proportions. Mike, sorry to jump in on your time. We really appreciate you and honor you with the work you do. But I just wanted to get your take looking at this and just seeing how far this is being pushed. One way or another, they want to destroy our young men.
Well, it's important to understand, Alex and Owen, good to join you both, by the way. It's important to understand this is not, of course, an isolated thing. This is part of a pattern of the war against humanity that has now progressed to targeting children for either termination or infertility or twisting them to the point where they cannot reproduce. We are looking at the systemic extermination of the human race. And you cover all the different stories. You know, it's the GMOs and pesticides and fluoride. It's the terraforming that I covered on a previous Counterthink episode. It is the sexualization of children in order to turn them into individuals who cannot reproduce. Remember, reproduction, which is what keeps the human race alive, must require a male and a female. And even that is under attack now. Males are under attack and reproduction is under attack. Remember that without sexual reproduction, that is the combining of the genes of the father and the mother, you cannot have a sustainable species. That's why sexual reproduction is reflected throughout nature. This is all around nature. You do not see a species of wild deer that are transgenders. Doesn't exist.
And if you were an outside alien force this is exactly what you do. Tell us what you got coming up today. We don't want to take over. And then, Owen, you got a lot of stuff coming up in the War Room at 3 o'clock today. Only the listeners and viewers can carry the ball for the children and get this information out. I told you they were going to call it LGBTP. It's here, and it's happening. The UN accepts NAMBLA, this is what's going on. This is what's done with children. This child looks like they're on the edge of death. Transgenders and people have the highest level of suicide because the culture uses them. They absolutely scramble these people. We feel sorry for them, but they're being used to now go after the children. And there's a giant pedophilic system sitting on top of it. This is true energy vampirism. So great job, Owen Schroyer, go ahead and take over. Mike Adams.
Okay. Well, thank you. What I've got coming up here on the show, a lot of bombshell analysis. Pinterest is also, in my opinion, abusing children now. We've got a bombshell story on that about how Pinterest is banning natural medicine information, but subjecting children to pornography and violent images like decapitations, people having their heads chopped off and so on. That story is breaking today. It involves Green Med Info. I've got additional analysis on immigration and customs enforcement, ICE acquiring the hundreds of millions of rounds of ammunition based on this contract that has just been announced and what may be behind that. In addition, the Fed rates today, I have a more detailed financial analysis of what the Fed is actually trying to achieve and what this means for you and your pension and your savings and why you are subjected to extreme risk, even if you think you have money in savings or money in the stock market or municipal bonds or even real estate. All of those things are vulnerable now to the actions of the Fed, which has declared a kind of economic sabotage against the United States of America. On top of that, also going to cover more details about the war on humanity. And I almost have to apologize in the sense that I haven't been strong enough in my words. I've held back too much. Sometimes I talk about world events as if they are simply geopolitical, as if it's simply a war between, you know, Democrats and Republicans here in the U.S. tribalism political spectrum. It is not that. It is so much bigger than that. It is a war against humanity. And the enslavement of humanity is nothing less than the necessary steps for the efficient extermination of the human race. That is what we are facing, and I want you to remember those terms, the efficient extermination of the human race. And as we continue here on the Alex Jones Show, I'm going to give you more details about that plan and the other topics that I spoke about. We've got a lot coming up. I'll pack it in the most information-dense format that I can for you, try to make it understandable, but also don't go anywhere because there's a lot coming up. Stay with us. This is Mike Adams for the Alex Jones Show.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
I'm convinced that we are in the last days of the American empire, and we may be living through the last chapter of the human race. The government is so broken at this point that we just gave over $10 billion to Mexico and South America in government aid. And yet somehow we can't find $5 billion to build a wall to protect our nation against illegal immigration that is designed to overthrow our democracy and bleed us dry in terms of entitlements and welfare. It's unreal. The United States came up with $100 billion in emergency funds for a hurricane, the last big hurricane, Harvey, I think it was, that came through. $100 billion for the hurricane rebuilding, but you can't come up with 5% of that for the wall. And let's go back to 2008, folks. Let's look at the subprime housing crash of 2008. And you may recall that immediately after that, and in the following year, the government came up with trillions of dollars in bailout money. Trillions of dollars in bailout money. Trillions. And they can't come up with $5 billion, which is a drop in the bucket compared to that, to build a border wall. Government is broken. President Trump is desperately trying to fix all the bad deals. President Trump is a guy who's surrounded by not just incompetent people, but corrupt people through every level of the bureaucracy. And he knows that, and you know that. But Trump himself, he's not the cause of this. The cause of this is decades of corruption and spending that has been spending us into oblivion, combined with complete, how do you even say it, diplomatic idiocy by the United States, giving secrets to China, military secrets. Obama himself laundered billions of dollars in money and flew it into an airport in Iran, delivered it on a cargo plane, pallets of cash. And he also released gold and bank accounts. I think it was about $33 billion in total assets that he released into Iran. How could they give $33 billion to Iran and not spend $5 billion to build a border wall? And it's easy maybe to blame Trump. I know Ann Coulter really had some harsh words for Trump on that. But you got to understand that Trump is surrounded by people who are actively working against the interests of the United States of America. It is being destroyed from within. There is a cancer inside our government. That cancer is the deep state. That cancer is liberalism, progressivism, but also globalism. There is betrayal from the inside. And the really big picture in all of this that has just shocked me to my core as I've done more research over the last few months. Some of this is going to come out in upcoming Counterthink episodes, by the way. Some of it I'm not sure that I can even publish. So I don't know. I'm still going to have to decide what I can publish and what I can't. But the big picture here is it's not just a war on America, that it is a war on the human race. Globalism is simply a stepping stone to the planned extermination of the human race. There has been a decision made at levels that maybe we'll get into later on. A decision has been made to exterminate humanity. The New York Times published an op-ed piece that InfoWars covered earlier this week that talked about, hey, is the extinction of the human race even a bad thing? That article argued that the extinction of humanity would be necessary to save the planet. And when you look at Bill Gates and other people who are always talking about depopulation as a way to, quote, save the planet, and now you look at the terraforming activities, the geoengineering, the experiments of global dimming, spraying pollution into the atmosphere to alter photosynthesis by dimming sunlight that plants need for that process, also altering the oxygen concentration in the atmosphere, altering life on Earth. What is the purpose of that? The purpose is the extermination of the human race. It is now an inescapable conclusion. You know how InfoWars and those of us who are contributors to InfoWars like myself, we're always many, many years ahead of what is recognized. And that's why, you know, critics will call us fringe or what have you. But never forget, it was Alex Jones 10 years ago said, your TVs are listening to you, the government's spying on you, the government's reading your emails, monitoring your phone calls. He was called a conspiracy theorist for that. And then, of course, it turns out to be all of it's true. In fact, it's way worse than that. It's way worse. And that's another point where we're at today. What I'm telling you today and what Alex says today, these are facts that will be recognized maybe 5 or 10 years down the road if humanity even has a chance to fight back at that time. It may be too late at that point. We are so far ahead of the curve because we can connect the dots and see what's coming, and we understand how the globalists think. We see the clues, such as that New York Times op-ed or the words of these globalists who say that, gosh, they'd love to be a virus and wipe out the planet. We know about the secret Ebola laboratories in Africa that are run by the United States military in violation of military weapons treaties. We know about this stuff. That's how we can see so far ahead and warn you about what's coming. So I'm going to give you a lot of practical information here. Let me just jump right into it, actually. There's so much at stake right now. Let's start with the Fed rates today. I'm going to cover this in a segment. The Fed is raising the rates as a weaponization against not just President Trump, but against the United States of America. So just to understand why raising interest rates is bad, what it does is it increases the cost of borrowed money, and it causes a massive deleveraging of debt. And when debt is highly leveraged, as we have seen now for the last 10 years, then even a small pinprick of deleveraging can pop the bubble. And that's what the Fed is deliberately trying to do. I have podcasts that go back to late 2016, where I said that now that President Trump has been elected, the Fed is going to raise rates until they crash this economy and blame Trump and destroy any last credibility of this administration. They're doing it as a weapon system. Understand that the Fed is not a government agency, as you know, which means that its directors and decision makers are not subjected to public scrutiny or any accountability by Congress. So there's no accountability. These are globalists who run the global banking cartel. And they have decided that America must be destroyed in order to eliminate Trump. That's how much of a threat he is to the globalist agenda. They're willing to crash the economy. They're willing to cause massive hedge fund collapses. They are willing to destroy pension funds all across America. Your pension that you may be relying on in order to fund your retirement. Maybe you've worked for 25, 30 years, maybe longer for a local government. Your pension, especially in states like California, Illinois, New Jersey, and so on, your pension may be, you may lose 80% of the value of the purchasing power of that pension as things unfold here. Pensions are going to lose money. They're going to have to recalibrate the payouts. They're going to have to lower the payouts. You might get 20 cents on the dollar by the time this is all over. The cost of this sabotage in terms of American lives is extraordinary. This is a crime against America. This is economic sabotage. The Federal Reserve has become the enemy of the people. Have no illusions. That's exactly where we are today. Just like the deep state is the enemy of the people, just like the media is the enemy of the people, all of these are conspiring to destroy the Trump administration, destroy the United States of America and its sovereignty, overrun its borders, punish the American voters who voted for Trump, and place the American people under the tyrannical rule of the United Nations in preparation for global extermination. That's not an exaggeration. That is exactly what's happening today. Much more straight ahead. This is Mike Adams here for the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com. We'll be back after these messages with more analysis. Stay with me.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
It's important to remember that the globalists cannot actually maintain control over the United States of America unless our land is physically occupied by enemy combatants, i.e. foreign troops. This is something I'm going to get back to here. In an upcoming segment, but you need to understand that defending your country is your duty and it is your right under the Bill of Rights, under the First and Second Amendment in particular. It is your right to defend your country, and it's probably going to happen where you need to defend your country against a foreign invasion at some point here. There are already clues that a major land invasion may be planned or anticipated by government agents right now. So I'll get into that in a second. Quick programming note. This Sunday's Counterthink episode, which airs at 6 to 7 p.m. on Infowars.com, right after Alex from 4 to 6 p.m. Central, that episode is now, we've changed things around. That episode is financial survival. It is about how to survive the raising of interest rates by the Federal Reserve. Now, of course, I'm not your financial advisor, and I'm not a licensed investor. In fact, I'm not even telling you to invest in anything. I'm actually giving you some things to think about to save yourself from the risk exposure and the leverage exposure that is on the verge of a catastrophic sudden collapse. And those of you who think, let me just give you a quick example of what I cover in there. For example, you think that if you have savings accounts in a bank in the United States, and if those savings accounts are FDIC insured, you think you're covered, right? Not even close. Two reasons. Number one, the FDIC does not cover you for losses due to demonetization. For example, if you have $100,000 in the bank and there's so much inflation because of money printing that money becomes worth only $10,000 in purchasing power, does the FDIC pay you the other $90,000 worth of purchasing power? No, you're not covered at all. Just ask the people of Venezuela. They had money in the bank. It's worthless now. They had pensions, a monthly pension check that used to pay the rent or a home mortgage. Now can't even buy a cup of coffee. It's the same amount of, quote, money, but it's worthless. The FDIC doesn't cover you. And also, of course, the FDIC can't cover systemic banking failures that involve more than about 2% of the banks. So you have more risk than you think. So be sure to watch Counterthink this coming Sunday, 6 p.m. Central on Infowars.com. and you will learn some things that could very well save your retirement. It could save your financial life, so to speak. Now, getting to the news, the big news of this segment, Pinterest has declared war on natural medicine. They are subjecting children, minors now, to pornographic and violent content, but they're banning any information that would dare talk about vaccine safety, including from scientifically backed sources. And I've covered this on Natural News. There's a big story up there right now, naturalnews.com, but I'm citing GreenMed Info and Sayer G, whose site is a science-backed research site that looks at vaccine ingredients and actual published documented risks of seizures or comas or death, because those risks exist and the United States government publishes those numbers every year. But if you talk about those numbers, if you talk about what's in a vaccine, you are now banned. And Pinterest says that you have to be banned because you are offering, quote, false cures for terminal or chronic illnesses, or, quote, anti-vaccination advice. So let's this is what it has come to now. If you want to help protect children from the toxic effects of vaccines that kill children every year in the United States, even according to the United States government, you can go look it up. It's called VAERS, V-A-E-R-S. It's the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. The government publishes the numbers actually every quarter. So you can look at numbers from last quarter and you can see how many children have been killed, how many children have been maimed, how many children have been reported as being hospitalized with febrile seizures and much more due to vaccines. But if you talk about those numbers, if you talk about the reality of what's happening, you're called anti-vaccination. And it is in this way, in my opinion, that Pinterest has become a danger to the safety of children in America and around the world, that Pinterest, in my view, has become an abuser of children. Just like the tech giants that censor truthful information about natural cures or even nutrition, that vitamin D can prevent cancer, for example. Simple things, you know, turmeric can help ease systemic inflammation. These simple truths, vitamin C prevents and cures scurvy, because scurvy is a disease of vitamin C deficiency, just like rickets is a disease of vitamin D deficiency. But if you say these simple, powerful truths that can empower people and protect lives and protect children, then you are the villain. You are censored. And that's exactly what happened to GreenMed Info and Sayer G. I think yesterday is when it happened. And remember that I've been banned off of YouTube since March of this year. So 9 months I've been banned from YouTube. Why? Because I was teaching people how to use herbs and nutrition and natural medicine to protect their health, protect themselves from the toxic effects of vaccines and prescription drugs and fluoride and many other toxins that are present in our environment, you know, pesticides, glyphosate, and so on. And now in my laboratory, by the way, I'm doing glyphosate testing using a triple quad mass spec instrument. I just finished running a batch this morning of, I think it was 8 products looking for glyphosate with sensitivity down to 1 part per billion. So this is a science that I do every day. I'm active in this area. I've published science papers, a top-selling science book, and so on. I know this area inside and out. And I know that the establishment has declared war on children. But we shouldn't be surprised that Pinterest is doing this, or that Google is banning information that could save lives. We shouldn't be surprised at all, because they're all in bed with the CDC and Big Pharma. And the CDC, in my view, is truly a medical terrorism organization. The CDC actually covers up scientific evidence that could show how vaccines are harming, in particular, young black infant children. In fact, it is African-American children who are more susceptible to the risk of autism from vaccines than children of any other heritage. So not only has the CDC declared war on children in general, the CDC has actually kind of declared war on black children in particular. Now, if you're listening to this and you are African-American, that won't surprise you at all, will it? Because you know, probably, I bet you know about the history of the medical experiments funded by the NIH. Obama was forced to apologize for these medical experiments that targeted people of color. And no, I don't mean Elizabeth Warren. She's not a woman of color, and she wasn't subjected to medical experiments. It's the real black folks in America and many military veterans and many prisoners, black prisoners in the American prison system over the years from the 1920s on have been used as human guinea pigs to test deadly, toxic pharmaceuticals and drugs and infectious agents. This is what the government has done in the name of medicine. This is what the CDC defends. This is what has been happening. It's not just Nazi Germany, folks. It's not just IG Farben, which became Bayer. It's not just Zyklon B and the gassing of 6 million Jews. It is the abuse of human children and human American minorities, the using of them for medical experimentation. And that continues to this day. And anybody who dares speak out against this is absolutely silenced, because the mass poisoning of humanity it's required by them for that to continue. They have to keep poisoning your minds, poisoning your bodies, making you infertile, causing spontaneous abortions. And it's a multi-vectored attack on humanity. They're attacking men, they're attacking fertility, they're attacking truth. They use the media to lie, and they use these government agencies to cover up the truth and keep pushing poison that poisons your children and your bodies with toxins that can and do kill children every year in the United States of America. And there's a complete blackout on that from the entire corporate-run media. Make no mistake, this is a war on humanity. It's a war on humanity, it's a war on truth, it's a war on reason. And InfoWars is the number one source fighting for humanity, on Team Humanity. That's why I'm proud to be here giving you this information today. We'll be back much more straight ahead on InfoWars. Stay with us. I ran across a press release yesterday from Federal Ammunition that talked about that company being awarded a $75 million multi-year contract by ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, to acquire 223 Remington ammunition. And I started running the numbers on this because I'm a numbers guy. And it turns out that if you estimate about 20 cents per round, which is a typical price of this ammunition to government in very large quantities, that comes out to 375 million rounds of ammunition. And this is actually tactical ammunition. And of course, as you know, if you know anything about firearms, a 223 Remington can be used also in AR-15 rifles, as well as 5.56 NATO, even though those cartridges are not exactly the same. The AR-15 rifles can fire them both safely, of course. Not safe for the intended target, but you see, that's the point here. I did the math. I found out that ICE has about 20,000 employees, and 375 million rounds of ammunition comes out to over 18,000 rounds per employee. And if you consider that maybe not even half of those people actually interact on the border, there's a lot of administrative staff and so on, it's probably only, one in 10 that actually interact with the public, then you might be looking at 180,000 rounds per person, per ICE person who actually interacts with the public. And that raised a lot of questions in my mind. I mean, look, I support keeping our border safe, and I support the men and women who do that job. It's a tough job. I'm not criticizing them in any way. What I'm wondering is, what does ICE know that we don't know? What does Homeland Security know that would compel them to stockpile 375 million rounds of battle rifle capable ammunition, with the Border Patrol people? Are they anticipating something big? And that's what got me thinking about, land invasion, because this is the quantity of ammunition that you would need on hand for staging a military operation. That's what the scale indicates. I don't think that the government just buys ammunition for no reason. I think that they have a strategic plan for it. And remember, it was a few years ago that DHS purchased, I think it was 2 billion rounds of ammunition. That was under Obama, I remember. And since then, we haven't heard about that. So are they stockpiling a massive amount of ammo somewhere or staging it in multiple locations? And what is the ultimate purpose of that ammunition? Why does Border Patrol need anywhere from 18,000 rounds to maybe 180,000 rounds per person who's on the border actively engaging, foreign nationals, let's say. We'll say it that way. I mean, the migrants, they flee when you hit them with pepper spray. I'm not sure you need 18,000 rounds of ammunition in a rifle. But again, they know something that we don't know. That's all I'm saying. There's something that's going to be happening, clearly, in the next few years, if not sooner. Okay, with that said, supporting this effort is crucial. I come on here and I prepare these shows and I do original content for InfoWars because I know that the InfoWars platform is leading the way in bringing you information that matters that can help save humanity. Alex Jones is on Team Humanity. The best way to support this operation is to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Today is the last day that you can order and get your shipment before Christmas. They have discounts up to 60% off depending on the product. So not all discounts are 60%. Some are lower, but up to 60%. They've got great deals. You need to support this operation, just like I'm supporting this operation. All of us are working together on Team Humanity here. We are literally trying to defend humanity against globalism and a global extermination effort. That is no exaggeration. I can lay it out for you. In fact, I'm doing that in every appearance here on InfoWars and in my Counterthink shows. Support us. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Look at what they have there, an amazing array of products. Support this operation, and you will keep us alive so that we can help keep you alive, literally, from the onslaught of the globalists. Now, with that said, the last segment here of the show today. I'm going to read to you a few things, and I want you to start putting together the pattern of what's happening here. Because I've got a bombshell story coming out. It might be in the next couple of days. It might be tomorrow. I don't know. But this is from that story that isn't yet published. But I want you to connect the dots here. See what's happening. Why are the globalists working to end all national sovereignty? Why is there this new aggressive effort to try to disarm all American citizens so that they cannot defend themselves? Why is the Fed now declaring economic sabotage to blow out this economy and end the abundance that Trump has helped create through his policies? Why is planet Earth now undergoing active terraforming to alter the atmosphere, to interfere with plant physiology, and to dim the sun? Why are globalists now increasingly engaging in talk of escaping Earth and colonizing Mars and saving all the world's seeds in Arctic seed vaults so that they could repopulate the planet after some cataclysmic event? Why are there so many cultural attacks on fertility? In other words, saying that men are bad, saying that reproduction, normal sexual reproduction is bad. All the children have to be gay now. Everybody's got to be transgender now. It's an attack on fertility. Why is there such an aggressive installation of 5G cell towers all over our cities where they can target the most dense population centers of the country? Why is the food supply failing? Have you noticed the disruptions in the food supply? Have you noticed the massive food contamination and food recalls? We're also seeing in our lab, we're confirming this, saturation of the food supply with glyphosate on crops that aren't even GMO. They developed glyphosate, it's an herbicide, weed killer, for GMO crops, but farmers are now spraying it on non-GMO crops, so you can now get massive doses of glyphosate in oat-based products such as oatmeal or oat cereal, as well as wheat products such as sandwich bread or hamburger buns. Why are they spraying glyphosate on crops that don't, they're not even engineered to resist glyphosate? See, it's deliberate. I'm telling you, it's deliberate. And by the way, the EU limits on glyphosate in food are as low as 50 parts per billion for fruits, but they allow up to 30 parts per million, almost 1,000 times higher levels in wheat and oats. Why would the EU allow 1,000 times, almost, maybe it's 800 times or so, more glyphosate in wheat than they would in apples? There's a question for you. Why do we have now the utter collapse of logic, reason, and rationality? Remember when CNN attacked InfoWars and said that that video that showed Jim Acosta shoving his arm down on that White House aide, CNN claimed it was a hoax video and it was doctored, when everybody could see that it was just the raw video zoomed in? Why do they think that people can't see the truth about what the video was? Because logic and reason and rationality are under attack. And now even the radical left in America's universities are saying that logic, well, that's racist. That mathematics is bigoted because there are too many white men in history who were leaders in math and science. So they say that, well, it's racist to even talk about mathematics or even teach science. And now they have to rip, you know, all the lessons about chromosomes out of the school textbooks because they can't let children know that you're born either male or female. The gender is binary, by the way, and it starts in your genetic code long before you're born. It starts very soon after conception, by the way, the determination of being a male or a female. Did you know that infant girls, that when they're born, newborn girls are born with all the eggs already in their body that they will ever have in their lifetime? Did you know that? I say that because some people are even shocked. You mean humans have eggs? Yeah. We need to go back to like biology 101, I think, sometimes. But you are determined to be a male or a female in the very early days of development when you're in your mother's womb. Why do we have the increasing celebration of Satanism and death and all these vampire shows everywhere and all these satanic worshiping, you know, monuments in state capitals? Why do we have now the increasing concentration of power in the hands of the few rather than the decentralization of power into the hands of the many? Why is there now a sense of panic and a sense of urgency among globalists to defeat nationalism? Those are 12 questions. The answer to those questions should be apparent to you now. I'll give you a couple of hints. The answer is all of these things have one thing in common. They're all part of a war on humanity, an attempt to exterminate the human race. If humanity does not rise up and stop this onslaught, the cultural onslaught, the onslaught of fake news, the censorship, the attacks on our children, the attacks on reason and rationality, the chemical onslaught. I'm talking about the mass chemical poisoning of the human race through food and medicine and other products. If we don't stop this, we will not survive. So defending humanity is about getting out the truth through InfoWars and all of us who are contributors through our platforms as well. This is what we're fighting for. You, your children, your future, the future of the human race. This is Mike Adams for InfoWars. Be sure to catch my show this Sunday, 6 p.m. Central. Take care.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.